Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is Casanova Rudd, and you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
Back it again, I will never stop. I say switching up my sound like this, I get unorthodox. But stay true to the game, faithful to it like it's orthodox. I'm pushing while you listen, I be pissing haters off a lot. Like urinals at your funeral, I picked you out a lot. That's godforsaken in the earthquake, I left an aftershock. Major mommy tsunami, hope you know she's on my job. Cause I get athletic with it, my etiquette be off the chart. Been hot since awesome too, Marley Mar, Red Alert and Chuck Chill Out. Ever since Uncle Rob put me on video music box, killing shows at Latin Quarter. The Red Parrot and Rooftop, known for doing a James, having all the girlies locked. 25 years in the game, and it's still in a nigga heart. While you standing on corner staring, I'm just calling you block watch. Tenant patrol what I'm building like penthouse. I stay on top, above the ground, and out of jail. You know I'm thinking out the box. I got more 60s than the Army, Navy, and Marines. My mental capacity's like an unlimited magazine. To light you up and lead the way like rantings filled with kerosene. Call your girls to jump on me, you start flipping like trampoline. Your lady mean my gift to gavel, gas her up like gasoline. Plus you kinda regular, with me you dealing with Supreme. Being coming from the old school, so I'm OG-ing. Off on you, pause, off on her, I'm just cuskeeting. I ain't messing around, if she ovulating. She calls me baby daddy, but we don't have no children. Shit, I strike it down her lane, knock it down both lanes. Right off with a cold, I guess you can call that ice skating. Nah, ma, you can't lock me down, I'm just speed dating. And if that hotel, my service will get 5-star rating. I Obama your mama, cause she said it's time for change. Casanova player, president, no need for debating.
All right, good evening, Dons and Divas. I'm your host, Rich Money, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. Before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had an amazing show. We had Mad Styles with the GQ General Question. We had Clyde Hines, a.k.a. Pioneer DJ Cool Clyde, letting us know what's been going on with him and taking us back and giving us that knowledge about hip-hop and where it began. Then we had Stevie D from the Force MDs in the building, letting us know what's been going on with the Force MDs. And we also played two of their singles off their CD, Sent For You and I Can't Thank You Enough, featuring Full Force. The singles is bananas. You have to check it out. If you want to hear them, you could go to Reverb Nation or SoundCloud and type in GQ Palace. That's GEEQUE Palace, and check out those singles by the Force MDs. Real talk is butter. They definitely doing their thing. Then, after Stevie D, we had up-and-coming artist Mercy in the building. And we played his smashing single, Put It On Me. To hear his single, you can also go to Reverb Nation and check out that single for Mercy. It's also sick. After Mercy, we had Tiffany Braxton Belvin in the building, a strong, independent woman doing big things. She's an executive producer of her own pageant and co-founder of Braven Publishing. To hear the show from last weekend, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's GEEQUE Palace, and check out the archives. Now, tonight, we have another spectacular show for y'all. We have Jeremy Polite with the GQ General Question. Then we have up-and-coming artist Naza, and we will be playing his smashing single, My Journey, and finding out what's his next step in the music industry. Then after Naza, we have Boss Goonberg in the building. one of the biggest promoters out right now, letting us know what's been going on with him in the promotional field and other business tactics he's dealing with. And our special guest appearance for tonight is no other than the one and only Boogie Black will be in the building. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Jeremy Polite and his GQ General Question. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
Love and Entertainment.
For sure. It's butter, baby.
Okay. I hear you. They said, she said, they said, she said, word. Yeah, you need a smile, you don't fly, I wanna wear your ass out, just like I'm a ninja. Get up in your belly, mama, be your baby Faja. You already know you fucking with that old Scala. My pedigree causes me to be mad picky. You got a man, I'll break you up like some sticky icky shit. Splurge on that ass and take you to Waikiki. And soon as we land, I'm trying to get real freaky dicky. You on the same page, Molly, that same book. Judging by the cover, looks like I'm about to be hooked. I'm trying to steal your heart, ma, I ain't no petty crook. It's checkmate, queen, slide up on you like a rook. This ain't a game, to throw it at me like a quarterback. I'm trying to score and get that ass up in the sack. I'm trying to spend some time with you, hope you're feeling that. Like daylight savers telling niggas fall back. I'm in trouble. Word.
She ain't a bad miss, I won't even bother. I'm drooling on that nookie's finger, licking a probably slobber. I turn her like Tina, she wanna come, I beat it out of. Down in my briefing white, through the penis is where I thought. She like guys and girls, confusing a love cycle. Why rest on a love cypher? I ain't rowdy, rowdy type. Why be a lifer? She down for a one-nighter. In 2012, and these females getting trifle. I see where she spending on that bag. I bet Louis I'm a bag. And I ain't gotta spend nothing but time and hella swag. I show you how to be a player, been belling me bad. Cleaning my own brand, I'm dropping off my laundry bag. No laundry bag, I'm rolling over bag. No fancy bag, no Gucci bag. All I see is a bunch of bootleg bags.
She said, she said, she said, word.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to the show.
Okay.
And with me right now, I have Jeremy Polite. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Jeremy, what's going on?
I'm doing good.
All right. I want to thank you for taking the time out to join us this evening. Would you care to tell the listeners a little something about yourself?
Okay. Well, I'm a 42-year-old male, proud father of two. I'm a hard worker, and I like to help out others when I can, and I try to keep the peace within the neighborhood.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, what's your topic for this evening?
Well, my topic is, why does the minorities always get discriminated upon because of their race or their criminal background?
Wow. That's a good topic. What made you choose that specific topic?
Okay, well, it seems like everywhere I go, there's like, everybody is just, well, for one, racism is still a major problem in America.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, some people don't want to recognize that. So, and, like, it's just, like, it's everywhere. And I don't like it for some reason. It just, like, it turns me off.
That's why I chose that topic.
Oh, okay. All right, Dons and Divas, phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to speak to Jeremy, or stay on the line to hear the show. Now, I understand what you're saying about, you know, the minorities and how everybody treat them different, but do you think it's because, you know, of how they was raised at some point or how they going about it in society?
Yes, it comes from the family within, you know what I mean? That's why because I'm going through it right now as I speak, so it's not a good feeling to, like, you know what I mean? Even though I did make my mistakes in life,
mm-hmm.
but I pay my dues to society, but I still get, you know, like, dirty looks, racist comments, and it's just not like, I mean, whatever I did in the past, that's the past. And I feel like that's what drive people to, like, the street life, like, you know what I mean? Because they look at the minority like, okay, they nobody.
Okay.
They don't want to give nobody a chance to, like, better their life. Like, you know, like, I don't get it. It's just,
you have some people, you don't need a person to let another person know how to better their life. You have to better your life upon yourself and not worry about everybody else. You know, it's always going to be people that judge a person about how they look. You know, you can't judge every book by its cover, but you're still going to have people that does that. And some of those people are haters, you understand? Because
Right.
they don't like to see a person when they down to get themselves up and back together, you understand? So that's
Yeah.
the one reason why, you know, I feel like they hate us, because, you know, they want to keep you down, you understand? That's how they want to keep you, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yes. Yes, I do. I mean, but I mean, for me, I would give somebody a chance. Like, I wouldn't just, like, knock them right out of the gate. I wouldn't down them. You know what I mean? I would give them that opportunity to present itself. You know?
All right. Well, we have some callers on the line, so you're gonna bring them in. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You have Jeremy Polite on the line. You heard his topic for this evening?
Yeah, I heard his topic. Jeremy, I'm very.
What's your point of view on it?
My point of view is this, man, is I believe it's a lack of, it's ignorance and a lack of education, you know what I mean? And I'm glad that you brought this up because it's a part of racism, you know, you didn't really mention it, but it's racism also. And I try to teach these to my three little girls, which is Brianna, Yolanda, and Yoli. They're listening right now today. You know, for some reason, I told them to call in so they can listen to this show. And I'm glad you brought this topic up because I need them to hear this, you know what I mean, because we must educate our youth. Unfortunately, when we were younger, there wasn't that much education on racism, et cetera, et cetera. This is why some things today is messed up. So to make a long story short, it's just a lack of education, man, ignorance, and we have to get up in these schools and, you know, teach these youth what it is, and only then can we make a change.
Yes.
Oh, that's
one more question. What could you tell them, since they're listening, as you know, as a youth, what could you tell them today about racism, the way you brought up your question?
Okay, well, for me, I tell my kids, like, you can't discriminate against nobody. Like, I mean, because we all in this world together, so. We must get along. I mean, of course we're not going to like everybody, but, I mean, that's what it is. But, listen, all that white, black, and this, you know what I mean? You got to hang, get a crowd of everything, you know what I mean? Mix it up. Don't hang out with the blacks, you know what I mean? Because, like, listen, you got to get out and get to know people. You know, that's
right.
What I'm trying to teach my kids. Like, listen.
Right. Wow. Okay. Well, we have another caller on the line for you, Jeremy. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You have Jeremy Polite on the line.
Hi. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm doing pretty good. My thought on this is actually where I was born and raised, it's a lot of prejudice still going on in West Virginia.
Yes.
But my thing is, you know, the color thing, it's this simple, and I was just speaking with someone today about the same identical thing. If you cut me and you cut a white man, we both going to bleed red.
Yes, we are.
I mean, if you go to heaven or hell, they don't have a special place for the whites, blacks, Puerto Ricans, whatever. You know, the thing is, we all have to learn to get along with each other. You know, I don't really see it all the time as, you know, because I'm black. My background was, you know, I was from the little poor neighborhood or whatever. The thing is, it's how you, like Rick said, it's how you present yourself.
Yes.
Yourself speaks a lot for your own doings and own responsibility. The ethic, behavior, everything. You know, so it's not about the white man talking down on the black man. Yes, a lot of it goes on, but also the black man talks about the white man.
Yes, we
do. Okay.
You know, so it's the thing of self. Be yourself. Be who you are. You don't worry about what that next person is thinking about you, because I could care less.
Exactly.
You know, I may not have everything in the world that you have, but what I got in my heart is bigger than yours, and it costs more than yours, because I am being myself, not nobody else.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
That was powerful, man.
Yeah.
You made a good point.
For real.
Sometimes the white man also talks about the white man, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
At the end of the day, we all are God's kids, and we all going to bleed red at the end of the day.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's true. But I see what Jeremy is talking about, because he's talking about the fact of, you know, as us being our race, you know, we always get the end of the stick, no matter
the
what.
The brute end, yeah, that's
true. We could be the powerful, look, the president, and we still get the end of the stick. You understand?
Yes, we do.
So we can't win for losing. You understand?
That's true.
And that's the way it's going to be. I don't care what nobody say. Like you said, we could be the president. We did that. The first man on the moon. It ain't going to matter, because we always going to get the end of the stick.
It's going to be some lowdown on the black person.
Exactly.
Well, like
we have another call
you,
on the line.
Okay.
Let's bring that call in, then we're going to let you continue what you have to say. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you have Jeremy Polite on the line?
Yes.
Hello?
How are you doing?
Hi.
How you
Hello.
Doing?
You on the air?
I'm doing good.
That's
okay.
Good. Did you hear the topic for this evening?
Huh?
Did you hear the topic for this evening?
No. My dad told me to call.
Oh.
Okay.
Who's your dad? Let's shout your dad out. Who's your dad?
Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, okay. My name is Rich Money, and you want GQ Palace Radio. Okay? Now, what's actually going on here is, okay, let me get this straight, because I want to get your father's on the line. Also, how old are you?
I'm 15.
Wow, okay. Okay. Now,
I'm trying to get it right.
Okay.
I'm trying to see you.
There's nothing wrong, because I'm not going to lie, I feel like all ages should know exactly what's going on with their culture.
That's right.
Yeah.
You understand? So there's actually nothing wrong with it. You understand? I'm just trying to figure out a way to explain it to her in a more adolescent way. You understand?
Right.
That's what I'm figuring out, because, you know, her age and everything. But
exactly.
What actually is going on here, okay, is we're talking about racism, which I'm going to tell you on my show, you shouldn't be on the line, but since your father is on the line, we're going to let you answer the question, because he's on the air with us. What is your name, sweetheart?
Okay.
What is your name? Hello?
Yes.
What is your name?
Aries.
Say it again.
Aries.
Aaron. Okay.
Aries.
Now.
Aries.
Aries. Okay, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Aries. Okay. Now, your father has asked a question about racism, and he wants to know, why is it that black people always get the short end of the stick? To make a long story short. Okay?
Okay.
Now, how do you feel about that, which I want you to answer, because your father is on the line, because we got a lot of listeners listening, and I just want them to know that your age and your father is on the line, and he asked a question, which he also asked you to call. Mainly he asked you to call because it's something that he wants you to know about.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay, so now I want you to answer the question, all right?
Okay.
As you being a young, intelligent, black female, do you feel like you always get the end of the stick? Like, do you feel like there's a lot of racism going on around you?
Yes.
Okay, now explain to me why.
Because...
Take your time.
Don't be scared, mommy.
Help her out, y'all. Help her out.
Don't worry. You have nothing to worry about. It's probably the first time on the radio. You have nothing to worry about. Believe me, you got a lot of people listening, and they want to hear your opinion.
Oh,
yes, because it's like it's a lot of there is a lot of racism going around.
Uh-huh.
And it's not good, and I wish it would stop because I feel like.
How do you feel? We want to know that. Does it make you feel bad? Does it make you feel sad? I mean, does it hurt you?
Yeah, how do it feel? As you being your age, how do you feel about this racism that's going around? I think we lost her. They just told me we lost.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully she'll call back. But we have another caller on the line. We're going to bring that caller on.
Okay.
All right. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You have Jeremy Polite on the line. Would you like to, did you hear his topic for this evening?
Yes, I heard the topic.
Okay. And what's your point of view on it?
Well, before I, give my point of view, I just want to help the other caller out because she is 15. So therefore, I think the question to her, to me, is does she feel that with society the way it is right now and her going to school and her being a teenager, does she feel that some of, let's just say, the Caucasian kids get treated better or different than she does? Because her being 15, she probably only knows as far as what she's heard or what she knows of, not so much of, like, say, one of us can go out today and we can get pulled over by a police or something like that, and it's okay because we're driving while black. I don't think that she has been able to experience something like that. So I think her experience would probably be just other people outside of our race being treated
okay.
better or different.
Okay, which is understandable. But can I say something? You do have these kids out here that look like they're grown, and they're only 15 and 16 years old, and the cops still pull them over and pat them down because of the color of their skin.
Correct.
So by her answer, you know, that's what I wanted her to answer, you understand? It's like a point of regardless of the age, you understand, we always going to be treated like dirt. I don't care what nobody say. You understand? And that's the way I see it.
Wow.
But the difference for me is for us being adults and kids being kids, they haven't really experienced all of the trials and tribulations that we have experienced.
Okay, I definitely agree.
They're experiencing it on a different level. for us being adults, ours is more hardcore. Anything over the age of 18, they're going to experience something that's a little bit more hardcore than the 15 or below. You know, me working with kids, they experience racism on a daily basis, different level.
I have to disagree because you can't judge by what that person is going to do to them regardless of their age. You understand? Because some people out here, they don't even care about the age.
That's true, too.
They don't care about the age. They just be like, all right, the color of their skin, so they're going to deal with them. I don't really, you know, I have to disagree with you on that one for the simple fact, whether they're 18, 15, I don't feel like it's going to be less, how can I say it, less approach or disrespectfulness towards them. Because regardless of their age, they're going to be treated the same way, especially by a person who really dislike blacks. Hispanic minorities, they're going to be treated exactly the same way regardless of their age, especially if they like 15 and look like they're 18 or 19.
That's true, yeah, because you got a lot of them that's looking much older than they are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to ask a question. I hear this age because some kids are looking much older than they are. Is that another contributing factor to these kids being harassed, experiencing racism, number one? And number two, I heard a caller said that their kids are experiencing racism on a totally different level. I agree, because back then and now it's totally different. The majority, I believe, where they learn racism from, it's probably coming from the television and TVs, you know. And like the young lady just said, she feels bad. And that goes to say what I was saying about we need to teach our kids. We wasn't taught this.
No, we wasn't.
And if we keep doing this, her statement about her feeling bad, I guess when she has kids, her kids will make the change. This young lady already is making the change. We need to put it out there.
But regardless of what we teach our kids, we can't be with our kids 24/7.
That's
this
true, too.
This is mainly happening out in the streets. It is happening in the streets every single day, not to just our kids. It's happening to us every day. You know, so therefore, regardless of what we teach them, yes, teach them the right way, you know, to love one another regardless of your race. But regardless of what you teach them, it doesn't mean that they're not going to get harassed. It doesn't mean that they're going to get harassed daily, you know, because they're black. They can be, like you said, the most educated child in the school. But because of your complexion, your color, you're going to get it. It's simple.
I definitely agree.
That goes along with the bullying and everything. It's not just to the blacks. I mean, they bully each other. But regardless of what we teach our kids at home, it doesn't have an impact once they leave that door.
I definitely agree. We have another caller on the line, and we're going to bring that caller in. Hello. Caller?
Hi.
How you doing?
Yes. I'm all right. Hi, my name is Ursula. You know, I grew up in Long Island, and I used to hang with this young lady, and she was Caucasian. And I remember always playing with this young lady. We used to go to school together, come home together, and I mean really hang out. And one day I went with her to her house, and I remember her mother saying, "I don't want that nigga in my fucking house."
Wow.
This was my first time, and I was like, I think I was like maybe 13 or 14 years old. And then me and the young lady lost contact, and one day me and my family happened to be walking in the mall, and she was with this young man. By now we're teenagers, you know, like 16 and 17 years old. And she was with this young man. He said, "Oh, ain't nothing but a bunch of niggas coming in." And I looked at her because I spotted her and she spotted me. And she just put her head down. And
now,
she not once corrected him.
Now, as you being a young individual, how did that really make you feel? You know, like,
it tore me up because I didn't really know anything about racism because my family wasn't like that. You know, my family was not like that. They wasn't Waldo's crackers. They didn't do any of those things. So that is like it really like broke my heart to see that. And I still remember her name. I just ain't calling it out. I remember her whole name.
Okay,
and it
so
really
do you
broke
feel
my heart that she would be with a man that was like that.
Okay,
and then to hear her mother say that, so it's really taught in the home.
Exactly.
It's taught,
right.
It's taught in
right.
the house.
Exactly.
But I know one thing, if we don't band together as the United States, because at one time we used to be strong, they do not respect the United States anymore.
They don't.
The same people they thought was throwing rocks are now throwing bombs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the United States really needed to get it together.
And I definitely agree with you. And I want you to stay on the line. We have another caller on the line, and we're going to bring that other caller in also. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air. GQ
yes.
Palace. You have Jeremy Polite on the line.
Racism.
Did you hear the topic for this evening?
Oh, and I feel like the way you treat your people, how you treat people is the way you're going to get respect.
Well, that's true also. You understand?
If you have this like an ignorant person, they're going to stop you out there on the street. And it don't matter who you are, black, white, colored, or purple, it doesn't matter.
Well, you know, you got to, I have to disagree with that because for the simple fact of you got people that treat people with respect and they still get disrespected. That's where the badness comes in as the white, you know, calling us niggers. You understand? Now, we could sit there. We was respecting them back in the slavery days. We called them master, right? All the black people were very polite, and they still treated us like slaves. You understand? Regardless, even after the slavery days, we still stuck in the slavery mind at some point.
Yes, we are.
You understand? And that's what the white man want. And it's bad because our population, some of them, is still giving them that. And
yep,
then they want to blame it on the white man.
On
it's
the
not
white
the white man.
Man
that's making you
it's
do
you
this.
You're doing it to yourself.
You're doing it to yourself, exactly. Just like the last call
every
just came on,
day.
Like she said, she was young and, these niggas, such and such. She didn't do nothing to be called that. She was being respectful, and she still got disrespected.
For no reason.
And so in a way, sometimes skin color do mean a difference. You know, so some people you could give respect to and get respect. Not everybody you're going to give respect to and get that respect back.
That's true, but
that's true.
On the other hand, we got to learn how to brush it up our shoulders this way. We're not in it. Slavery's going to play a part, and we're not back in the 1860s. I want to start realizing that we're not in that category no more, and rather above it. It'll change the world. We'll be a better place.
But
right.
you
don't
point.
Have to kiss nobody's ass to get along with them because they're white either. I mean, because I never would. I'm not going to kiss no white man's ass nor the black man's ass to get along with them, you know, just to give respect. If I'm giving respect, I demand respect.
Mm-hmm.
You're
right.
I mean,
you're right.
People is like crabs in a barrel. Anytime somebody try to make it to the top, they like a crab. They want to just pull you down.
Exactly.
And it's all about it.
You can't allow nobody to bring it to your joy. Sometimes it be our own race that don't want to see you make it to the top. They don't want to see you get ahead. Anytime you mention you getting ready to go back to school or you getting ready to get a more higher education than what they got or a better job, you know, it's always possible.
You're right.
Because I'm going
there
right now.
Most of the time, it's your cousin. And some of these people are your supposed to be your friends, your closest
friends.
Thank you.
Or family.
And they don't like
family
it.
Can do
they
it
can't too. Stand to hear that you're doing a little bit better, making just a dollar over lunch money. They can't stand it. They can't even say, you know, congratulations. Oh,
right.
why would you take that job?
Because a sister got to eat
and see her kids.
She goes,
I hear a lot in my travel that, you know, some black guys, men and women, when they go to college, they come out with this proper English. You know, they speak proper, so to speak, quote unquote. And then you have these guys on the streets have not been to college, the same friends. And when you speak to them and you speak a certain way different than you normally, oh, you talk like one of them white people. Are you white now? Why do I have to be white?
Yeah.
It's all about higher education. So I
that's right.
Saying.
You better not speak no proper English in my neighborhood, please.
Why not?
That's what I'm talking about.
Why you can't do that?
I'm afraid I'm going to get jumped on. I'm listening.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking
moving.
About.
I'm
a country girl, and I'm going to keep speaking my country talk. I ain't going in for the white man.
It's not about
and I ain't going to go in and try to talk differently for the black man either. I am who I am. And if you don't like it, then you can forget it.
I'm speaking about the tone of your voice, the tone, the way you speak, the way you present yourself. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because like Rich said, the way you present yourself makes a difference, the way you present yourself.
Exactly, but
you present
yourself
like a hooligan on the street, that's how you're going to be treated. Present yourself like an educated man, and that's how you're going to be viewed and respected.
Exactly, and being in a neighborhood and speaking a certain language is one thing, but I mean, how you carry yourself means a lot.
It's just right.
And I got a son that never been arrested. He don't got no police record, and he's not even a pretty good boy, considering he don't got no police record.
Right.
But he loves just going to his friend's house, and they happen to live on this certain area. Every time he hit that building, I get a phone call, Ma, they locked me up. But they can't put no charges on him because he hasn't done anything. But I'm so afraid that one day I'm going to get a phone call that they done shot my son over nothing.
Yep, because he's
Okay, but as you being a parent and you having a son and your son and you know every time your son goes into this one neighborhood or let's just say one building, you get a phone call. Wouldn't you suggest to your son to maybe have that person come
I've been
to that,
doing
their
that.
House
Listen, my son is
20
years old, and I've been doing that, but it's just so much I can do because reality is he's a grown man. All I can do is suggest. I can't tell him anymore. All I can do is suggest. And a lot of times it's me praying.
Okay, that's when you got
to
learn from your mistakes come in.
Right.
Okay.
But, you know, but the harassment is uncalled for. I mean, because he's a black man.
But
you know, basically that's what
it's
boiling down to.
But it's not going to stop. It really isn't. And that's why we have to raise our kids a certain way and make sure.
They went to the boy's house and they shot them.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I mean. Everybody got to look. I'm a dude, Diablo.
Trayvon Martin. I mean, the poor, but may the baby rest in peace. He wasn't doing anything to get killed either.
Neither was Sean Bell.
Sean Bell
wasn't doing nothing.
They ran up in the boy's house.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, they went into his bathroom. See, that's what I mean by we can't win for losing. We getting shot for wallets. We getting shot for Skittles. We getting shot for just walking down the street.
Exactly.
We getting shot in our own houses right now. You know what I'm saying? And it's fact.
Black.
Right, what do we do? What would you guys say with all the callers that's on the line? What would you say the solution to the problem is, though?
You know who I want to answer that? That's a good question you just asked. I would like for you to finish that question from that caller, and I would like Jeremy to answer that question.
Yeah,
Jeremy. My question pretty much is, with everyone being on the line and most of us, you know, having children, what would be your opinion? Like, what would you suggest for, you know, parents when it comes down to raising their kids? What's the solution? Because we've heard all the different people that have gotten killed, you know, by police, unarmed. And what do we do? Like, do you feel we have a chance?
Okay. Of course we got a chance. That's why I try to teach my kids, like, listen, whatever people say about you, like, listen, don't pay no attention to what they say. Just, like, keep doing what you're doing. so what? Just like give, smile at him or something. You know what I mean? And walk away. You don't have to hate him. You know, just like,
well,
cause that's gonna be people.
Well, how many seats are you supposed to turn?
But I,
you only
got
two.
You gotta keep turning them till you get it right. I mean, I don't.
That's right.
You keep turning till you get it right.
Another thing with that. Another thing with that. When they have neighborhood watch, the black people don't want to attend, but you want to talk all the shit in the world. And I think that that's crazy too, because where you could possibly make a difference, we're not sticking together as one either.
Mm-hmm.
You got a point there.
Whites walk around in Harlem like they own it, and let us go in a white neighborhood, we will be beat, cuffed, and dragged off to jail, or possibly killed.
Well, that's New York, though. New York, what?
No, this is
no state is no worse than the other because it's all kind of crime.
Okay, one person at a time.
In Florida, I bet you if it was a white in their neighborhood, nothing would have never happened to that white person.
Didn't somebody get killed
they
on the lawn?
They would have let him go on to wherever he was going. But since it was a black kid in the white neighborhood, something just had to be up.
A cop just
when
got killed in New York. A cop just got shot in his back in New York the other day. I mean,
no,
it wasn't
a real cop. He don't carry a gun. Those type of auxiliary police don't care. They carry a flashlight. They have
and
security guards
and a nightstick. They some of them have nightsticks,
which is
supposed
so
to be illegal right now.
We don't know the whole story yet. It's going to come out.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, but he was black as well, right?
Yes, he was black, but we don't know who killed him. Who we know? Police could have came by and shot him.
They probably did. They probably did.
All
right. And another thing, I live out here in the Bronx, but you would think you would see some black police officers, but you don't. If you come down on Fordham Road, all you see is white cops. I want to know, where's the black cops at? Where are they?
That's
at?
All you see here in New Jersey, too.
They just don't want to get involved. That's the whole problem.
Ho, wait a minute. Hello?
Yeah, black cops, they don't want to get involved.
Say that again?
Yeah, black cops, but they don't want to get involved. We have them around, but they're going to see them because they don't want to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph, get off the phone and call me and tell them I am on the phone.
Okay, Jeremy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your final thought on this topic?
I'll wait to her.
Okay, my final talk? My final thought, I mean, what we need to do is, like, stop look black on black, you know what I mean? And just, like, unite. Like, if we can't unite, then just, like, keep your distance or something. I mean, like, you know, because I get along with everybody. You know what I mean? I talk to everybody. I don't discriminate. You know what I mean? So I reach out and touch everybody. If I can help you, I'm going to help you.
But, see, one thing I come to realize, You don't hear any black people discriminating.
No.
You would rarely hear that. You understand?
No, yes.
And that's the way it is, because as us being black people, we brought up to, you know, accept everybody as equal.
Yes.
You understand? That's what our parents had taught us, accept everybody equal. You understand? And it's a bad thing that, you know, everybody can't be like that.
And that's what makes it worse, like, because everybody is not on the same level, like, you know?
Exactly. Is there any shout-outs you want to give, Jeremy?
I would like to shout out my sister Lavinia, for giving me this opportunity to, you know, to talk about some issues I'm going through.
Everybody shouts out Lavinia. Go ahead.
I shout out everybody. I'm going to give everybody a shout out, you know?
All right. You know what? And it was an honor having you on, you know?
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
No doubt. Jeremy, Dons, and Divas. Coming up next, we have Naza an up-and-coming artist, here to tell us what's his next step in the music industry, and we will be playing his smashing single, My Journey. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Okay. I hear you. They said, she said, they said, she said, word. Yeah, you need a smile, you don't fly. I wanna wear your ass out, just like I'm a ninja. Get up in your belly, mama, be a baby Faja. You already know you funkin' with that old skyline. My pedigree causes me to be mad picky. You got a man, I break you up like some sticky icky shit. Splurge on that ass and take you to Waikiki. And soon as we land, I'm tryna get real freaky dicky. You on the same page, mommy, that same book. Judging by the cover, looks like I'm about to be hooked. I'm tryna steal your heart, ma, I ain't no petty crook. It's checkmate, queen, slide up on you like a rook. This ain't a game to throw it at me like a quarterback. I'm trying to score and get that ass up in the sack. I'm trying to spend some time with you, hope you're feeling that. Like daylight saving, telling niggas fall back.
One big room full of damn bitches.
I'm in.
One big room full of
damn
bitches.
I'm in trouble. I'm in.
One big room full of damn bitches.
I'm in.
One big room full of damn bitches.
They said, they said, she said, word.
She ain't a bad miss, I won't even bother. I'm drooling on that nookie, finger licking a probably slobber. I turn her like Tina, she wanna come, I beat it out her. Down in my brief and white beard, the penis is where I the. She like guys and girls, confusing a love cycle. Why rest on a love cypher, I ain't rowdy, rowdy type. Why be a life, but she down for a one-nighter. It's 2012, and these females getting trifle. If she spinning on that bag, I bet Louis I'm a bag. And I ain't gotta spend nothing but time and hella swag. I show you how to be a player, been belling me bad. Cleaning my own brand, I'm dropping off my laundry bag. No leather bag, I'm no leather bag. No fizzy bag, no fizzy bag. All I see is a bunch of bootleg bags. And a bunch of bootleg bitches copping ass.
She said, they said, she said, word.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace.
Okay.
And with me right now, I have Naza. Naza, welcome to the show.
Yeah, now, it won't be good because, like, I'm right around the corner.
Hello?
It's almost 7 o'clock, and I'm going to have to go on.
Hello? You already on, Naz. Hello?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's up, man?
What's going on?
appreciate the love, man. Thanks for having me, man.
No doubt. Thanks for joining us. Like I said, I know you're a busy man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
What's going on?
I appreciate
you
taking the time out to join us, man. I really do appreciate it.
No doubt, man.
Now, let's let everybody know what's going on with NASA, because that single you got, well, your whole joint that you sent us is crazy. You know, both singles, they're bananas. You know what I mean? Now, what I want to ask you is, how old was you when you first got into the rap game?
Man, I'd probably say around 11, 12 years old. Like, around that age, I was more so dipping and dabbing with it, but then really got serious into it around 16, 17 in high school. You know, just being around people in the cafeteria, people banging and on the tables, and we just getting little ciphers on. And I think at that time it was like maybe two or three people we had be in the cipher, and I would have my sheet of paper with rhymes I wrote in classes, and we just giving it a shot. And you know, more people were just saying, "Yo, that's really nice. You know, you should keep on doing that and keep rapping." And you know, as the days went by, the crowd got bigger and bigger, and then, you know, here I am now, you know. So.
Oh, so exactly. So you just stuck with it and just kept it going.
Right.
Now,
you know, because actually before that, basketball used to be my main thing. I used to have a passion for basketball, and then it crossed over into music, you know. So
because you got that bigger fan base and that music than that
ball. The music, yeah. Yep.
Oh, man, don't let me run into you on the courts.
I'm a little rusty. It's been a couple years.
Me too. I ain't even going to do it to myself. But let me ask you, Naza, that's like a unique name. How did you get that name, and is there a meaning behind it?
At the start it wasn't, because it was just me just picking my poison, trying to come up with a name, something that was different. But pretty much what NASA is, it's pretty much like the space shuttle, but, you know, started with the S, I changed it, you know, to the Z. And, like, what it represents is just pretty much a different level, you know what I mean? Because only a few people can actually go beyond, you know, if you into, like, the whole spaceship thing and stuff like that. And, you know, I kind of, like, use that as a metaphor with the music. So, like, you know, there's only a few people that can actually take it beyond, you know, here, you know, where you have, like, your Biggies, the Jay-Z's, the Eminems. That's what separated them from the bunch. And, you know, with the whole NASA thing, I try to, you know, pretty much just use that as a different level that I'm on with my mind and whatnot, so.
Okay. Now, let me ask you. Nowadays, you hear people saying rappers, you know, aren't selling units like they used to, and the newcomers aren't selling, you know, are not stepping up their game. What's the difference about Naza to make him explode on the scene? What's the difference about you than any up-and-coming artists out now?
I think because I'm very challenged. I like challenges. You know, I think nowadays, I think that's what the game is lacking, a lot of challenges. You know, I get inspired and driven from people that actually set trends rather than following the trend. So, you know, with the people out here, that's actually, whether it be good or bad, you know, but just to show them that you're actually, you know, setting trends and you're doing things on your own, I try to do the same thing, you know, where I just try to set my own trends, challenge myself, challenge my brain, and challenge different concepts, and that right there separates me from other artists that's out right now, you know.
Now, let me ask you something. Do you consider yourself more of a rapper or MC?
Good question. Definitely an artist, you know, because, you know, there's a difference between, I mean, the MCs, not to discredit the MCs, because, you know, it started out with the battle and you know, everybody, you know, it grew up, it, you know, that was pretty much the forefront of music. But at some point nowadays, you know, the industry turned into a financial thing where, you know, you have to sell, you make money, and, you know, it became successful where you had to transform into an artist, where you'd be able to make songs and, you know, what people could listen to, and also make timeless music that, you know, where you could hear it 10 years from now and it never sound outdated or nothing, you know, and that's where I fall into as an artist.
Okay. I definitely applaud you on that answer. Ain't no question about it. Now, as you being an up-and-coming artist, everyone has their obstacles they have to jump over. Do you feel you tackled all your obstacles as being an up-and-coming artist where, okay, I'm past this stage, it's going to the next level?
Yes. I started out doing shows, doing a lot of showcases. I actually had an upper hand with doing showcases, because normally when people would do it, they actually participate in these showcases. But I actually had the honor to actually just feature in all these showcases. So I never really got the chance to participate, you know, for a prize or compete for a prize or whatnot, through my cousin, Music Maestro, who's a platinum producer. So he actually was pretty much into the industry long before I became. And, you know, through him, I was able to be feature acts and perform in different states, you know, perform in Philly, Connecticut. So, you know, the obstacles now, you know, in this short amount of time, I'm definitely proud of it. You know, I feel like, you know, it's a lot more to be, you know, done, of course, you know, but right now I definitely, you know, like the chances and the obstacles that I've achieved thus far.
Okay. Now, let's talk about this debut album you got out right now.
Yeah.
3-2-1 Blast Off. What made you name your album that title?
Self-explanatory, you know, 3-2-1 Blast Off, just prepare for, just me take taking off, preparing for a launch off with the whole NASA theme. You know, it was just something coming out of the Bronx. I felt like the industry, the rap game, was very much needed. They needed something like that just to show, you know, to display the talent, the lyrical content, you know, because I felt that was what was lacking, you know, nowadays, because the lyrical content in the game kind of deteriorated because it was just a lot of nursery rhymes going on. So I think with this album, it kind of, you know, showed everything, my creative abilities and the lyrical content and, you know, just going off, you know. So with that album, I think it shows growth too.
Hmm. Now, what you consider your best tactics about being an artist?
My mind is so diverse, I would say, you know, because I it's like, you know, my mind is so open. I never leave my mind, you know, closed. So I'm always open to new things. I read a lot of newspapers. I look at CNN. I try to watch everything and look at everything, whether I'm you know, different locations. I might be in down south, VA or something like that, and I might be open to something over there. And I just get creative drive wherever I go. So, you know, and I just incorporate that with, you know, to my music or whatnot, you know. And it's personal experiences too. So, you know, like I try to make sure my music is very truthful and honest, and it's from the heart, and it's factual, you know. So
mm-hmm. Now for your album, you know, a lot of people have one producer that they use. You know, I usually ask artists that, and then they have random producers that they use. For your album, do you have one producer, or do you decide to go with random producers to do your album?
I have multiple producers. I have, like, in-house production, who's, like, kind of under me, that I actually work with, who's very talented, you know, who I mentioned earlier, Music Maestro, my cousin who catered to the album as well. And, you know, I just wanted a different sound. I felt that was, like, the best move to do, you know, to show the diversity in the album with incorporating all these producers.
Okay. Well, we actually have a caller on the line for you already, so we're going to bring that caller in. Caller, are you there?
Yes. How you doing?
All right. You have Nas on the line?
Hey. Hello?
Yeah. You on the air? Do you have Nas on the line?
How you doing, Nas? This is Lou Saint.
Hey. Hey, what's going on, man?
Good, man.
Do you want to ask him something, or hello?
No, I was just trying to call in. I'm an artist. I was trying to call in.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Got a little noise in the background right now. It's kind of hard for me to hear right now. I don't know if you can hear me.
Okay, but so do you have a question for Naza that you want to ask him? Because he's on the air right now.
I just called in, so like I'm probably like halfway through the interview or whatever.
All right. Well, don't worry about it. You know, you can stay on the air.
Okay.
You can still listen. All right?
Okay. All right.
Now, let me get back. hey, now, I don't know. We're going to get back with this. Now, as you being a young man growing up without their father, and like you said, you was headed in your father's footsteps, as I read and I quote, as a hustler, what made you make that turn to do music?
Well, you know, first I never really got a chance to, well, was afforded the chance to really know my father the way I wanted to because he died so when I was so young, you know. So, you know, just growing up in a single household and just hearing stories about him through my mother and you know, my other side of the family, you know, they were just always saying, you know, certain things, you know, growing up in the ghetto and being from the Bronx. You know, they saw some type of stuff in me where it was kind of like going in that direction. But, you know, having a strong household, having my grandmother, you know, have my backbone, my mother, and just really prepping me and grooming me into the man I am today, you know, I was just very determined. I made sure that I wasn't going to go down that route, you know, and I was going to do something positive for myself.
Mm. All right. What I want to get into now, I want to get into that one of your smashing singles you got out right now, My Journey. Tell us a little bit something about that.
Oh, man, that right there, I think that sums up everything from me starting out, you know, officially with the music up until where I'm at now in the state of the whole hip-hop thing. And, you know, it's just pretty much my journey, where I came from, how I met other people in the industry, how I got the chance to really work with my cousin, you know, because at the time he wasn't really hearing it, you know. He was like, he had his other thing, you know, to take care of, and he was focused with his other stuff, and, you know, I was just working and, you know, doing all the music that everybody else was doing. And it took me a while, but, you know, in that record, it definitely sums up everything, just the whole life and experiences that I went through, you know, the negatives and the positives.
And we definitely going to get into that. All right, Dons and Divas, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to Naza or stay on the air to hear the show. This is one of his smashing singles, My Journey. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah. 170, Butler my project, Webster my home, but a nigga making progress. See plenty came, see plenty left. See niggas live, see niggas meeting death. See there was fun times mixed with bad nonetheless. Wouldn't take nothing back, keep the change, earn the rest. Mom taught me survive when the going's worse. She said, son, watch out for haters driving in the hearse. And for years it carried over like a non-ball handler. Different kind of strokes will bring out the cold mania. When the days with no heat, no problem. Turn the oven on 350. Watch how the cops come. Wrongly accused, innocent victim. Shot in the chest, but where I'm from, we all victims. Victims of poverty, victims of drugs, victims of cop harassment, brutal force they dug. This is the come up. Nobody giving chances. We getting hung up, so taking is our only answer. I know you listening. If you can hear us clearly, my people dying on these streets, and it's getting scary. Follow me on this journey to see things, and see things that you wouldn't believe. I seen it all, heard it all, but a nigga keeps doing his thing. Bring it on. Up, I kept a handful of friends, and they still riding with me even up to the end. I got 6 best friends who I really call friends, that if I had a problem need to be solved, they'd be like, when? We started out as a hobby, became a 9-to-5, staying up late in the terrace, rhyming a life of crime. Me and my nigga Cito, my god brother Kenny, my nigga D, my nigga Trail, my nigga Prezi. We all challenging each other, trying to make it suffer, battle with other groups, fishing for deep covers. I was a cannabis fan at the time. I kept a dictionary by my side, exciting mind. My nigga Rel put me onto a setup. No longer tape decks, it was CDs forever. Flowing the ciphers on the block made a name. But as my popularity grew, tell niggas shame. Niggas ain't happy, they feel a certain way. Want me to do a track, just know you have to pay. Ain't nothing handed to me, nigga, had to earn it all. They say I'm not the same person, nigga, fuck them all. Follow me on this journey.
You just wanna know what that's about.
And see things that you wouldn't believe.
Exactly.
Seen it all. After verse, when thinking I was hot, when I really was the worst. I dealt with a few niggas, thought I had something going. A nigga selling me dreams, you know that had me going. Searching for new paths, this shit ain't moving fast. Ready to hang it up, but I remind me of my past. My cousin Maestro set to work on my craft, and when the next time he heard me, he just looked up and laughed. Like, nigga, a couple weeks in, I got it together. Couldn't rap about drugs or killing niggas forever. I had to switch it up and talk about my life struggles. Personal issues on my feet, balling, need a huddle. Then I met my homie Ramsey. Maestro introduced me at the Rock with B Major, the family. Shopping beats was bittersweet, but never stressed it. We at the round table planning on our next shit. We doing bigger things, making them bigger moves. A CEO exec, business on Pro Tools. And we ain't slowing down, nigga, we just getting started. If you can see my face now, see me as an artist. Follow me on this journey.
You gotta be one of the true shit.
To see things that you wouldn't believe. I seen it all, heard it all, but a nigga keeps doing his thing.
What up, Mice?
Yo, Nas. That is serious right there, fam.
Appreciate that, it, man.
That is serious right there. Ain't no question about it. We have a caller on the line for you. We're going to bring him on. Caller, are you there?
Brother Nas, how you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on, man?
All right, man. Listen, man. Yeah, song that track was really hot, man. Follow your journey. I just want to say, man, like, you know, being that where you from, 170, my name is Joe, first of all. And
okay.
I just want to know, the area that you're from is kind of rough. So how is it, man, as African-American man such as yourself that's trying to make it into the business, how do you zone out everything around you when you walk out your building and when you walk back? Because I know once you get to the studio, man, it's a place of, you know, solitude. You know, you enter your music, and then once you leave there, you got to go back home. When you step on the block, you see the same dude, same thing is going on.
Right.
How do you do that?
Right.
How do you stay focused, man, doing that day by day and doing your music?
Man, just being self-motivated, self-driven, you know, just trying not to let the outside distractions interrupt what, you know, what I got going on, you know, and it's a passion, you know, it's a passion for the music. So, you know, I feel like if you really want something and you want it that bad, you know, you will really go all out for it. And, you know, my mind is, I'm at a place where, you know, my mind is so good where, you know, I just, you know, it's something I really want, you know, and it's just
right.
the hunger and the motivation for it, you know.
All right. Thirsty. I hear you. You got to be thirsty for that.
Yeah, man. You have to.
All right, brother. Congratulations. See you in the Billboard soon. Top 10.
Man.
Well, no doubt.
He's
definitely going to be up there. Ain't no question about it. Now, I want to ask you something real fast before we bring in another caller. You also have a deal to do modeling.
Right.
NASA Incorporated Clothing Line. How did you land that?
It's actually funny. The guy, the owner of that company, used to be my barber. You know, he used to cut hair, and he's always talking about starting up a clothing line. And, you know, I was always he used to always come in. I used to see some of the, you know, pieces, merchandise of what he used to wear. And I used to be like, wow, that's dope. You know, you should definitely go into it and really further it. And then a couple months down the line, he started his own clothing line called Nasir Inc. Incorporation. And then, you know, had me as one of the spokespersons for the clothing line. And right now he has the website, you know, where you can actually purchase the clothes and, you know, and I'll be wearing it too, so, you know. So I'll be wearing it. Come to a store near you.
So is modeling something you always wanted to do, or it was something that just, like, he asked you and you was like, you know what, I'm going to just flow with it right now?
Yeah, it's something just to flow with, you know. It never was something that I wanted to do, you know. But, I like to seize the moment, you know, any opportunity that's given. I like to take the full opportunity of it and advantage of it and really try to go full throttle with it.
Oh, all right. We have another caller on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You have Nas on the line?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm doing good. Are you married?
No, I'm single.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Is it because it will interfere in your career, or you just choose to be single?
Yeah, it's by choice. You know, right now, music is my love and passion. And, you know, with time, you know, I guess that'll come down somewhere down the line. You know, so I'm hoping, you know, one day I definitely keep it open, though. You know, so sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm.
You all right on the other end of that line? It's like that, not?
Well, I'll keep that in mind as well. And
okay.
keep doing good things. That single was a hit. I mean, you know, it's real nice.
I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
All right. You too.
Now, Nas, you also have a mixtape out right now.
Yes. Welcome to my life.
Exactly. Elaborate us on that.
Actually, this project came about probably the end of last year. You know, it's actually been out for a minute now. But with this mixtape, it was just more something that I felt like the streets needed to hear, you know, because being that I put out an album before that, it was just something that I felt like the streets needed to hear, you know, and I tried to do something that no other person really kind of did as far as with mixtapes. So I tried to make it like a cinema, a trailer to my life, you know, and with the mixtape, you'll hear everything from it, from the skits and the interludes. I try to bring that back. And, you know, it's a good treat for the streets, you know.
And what made you name it that title?
You know, it's just a welcome to my ride. It's just welcome, you know. I'm letting all listeners, everybody in, you know, just to get on, buckle up, enjoy the journey, and take you through different, you know, adversities in my life, whether it be trials and tribulations. And, you know, just really want them, I just really want the listeners and the fans to really get to know me like they, you know, like I'm one of their own, like they knew me for years, you know, and I hope with the mixtape I, you know, can accomplish that. You know?
Now, let me ask you, as you being an up-and-coming artist, what would you say is the worst thing for an up-and-coming artist to do when it comes down to the music industry?
Oh, man. To be hungry, but not to be overly hungry. You know, what I mean by that is, you know, once you get your first opportunity of signing a deal, to not sign anything right off the bat. You know, to wait it out, wait the options, because nowadays, labels now, they're so scared of the artists because they don't know what they can do that they don't want to risk that money and investing all that money into them. So they would just give them 360 deals, you know. And, you know, a lot of artists out here, to be so hungry and really thirst, you know, as you said, that they would take any deal, the first option that's handed to them. And I've seen a lot of them do that. And I try not to be in that same boat. So, you know, it's just one of those is just to be hungry, but not to be overly hungry. You know.
Well, I take a sip, just don't guzzle the whole container.
Just don't guzzle it, yeah, exactly. It's good to wait it out. You know, it's good to wait it out.
Exactly. Now, you was also in Hip Hop Ruckus. And mm-hmm. Prodigy magazines.
Mm-hmm.
What was that feeling like to be interviewed and, you know, put in magazines?
Oh, man. Well, actually, the Prodigy magazine was actually one of my first interviews that I ever had, that I ever done, you know. And it's a you know, magazine that opened me with Welcome Arms and heard about me through the shows, the underground circuit. And was so anxious to do an interview with me that I was just so honored. You know, I never didn't hear about them up until then. They actually reached out to me and do it, and you know, it was a fun experience. And then with the Rutgers magazine, the interview with that too was something, you know, that was tasteful and fun. You know, so it was a great experience with each and every interview.
Okay, I want to get into another one of your singles. Last Call for Alcohol. Now, we all know what that means when you're in a club, but was that your scenario for it? Did you have something else behind that?
Yeah, part of that, too, you know, majority of the clubs that you go to, nightclubs, they usually have the DJ or anybody come on the mic and say, last call for alcohol. So, you know, anything meaning that the club's about to close. And, you know, I try to figure out a song to do that would kind of be everlasting, you know, because as long as clubs are still alive and still going on, there's always going to be a last call for alcohol, you know, limit at the end where they're always going to say, you know, get your liquor, get whatever you can get, you know, because that's the end of the club, end of the night. And I figured with that record, it'd be something where you could play it in each and every club and it'll never get outdated or bored, you know.
All right, Dons and Divas, here's another smashing single by Nas. Last Call for Alcohol. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
This just feels right, you know what I mean? You gotta play this shit at the end of the club and all. Alcohol, it don't get no
like this. Can't forget when it gets like this. Gotta cherish all of it. Watch this. When you can dance all night to your favorite music. DJ, bring it back twice. Picture perfect. Correct the lens. Get your visine on if you blurring out again. We sipping gin and we mix it up with juice. If you didn't chip in, gotta see the homie Snoop. Ooh, celebration. Anything you achieve, celebration. Yeah, got me on my drizzy shit. Drunk, getting dizzy quick. Got models in my car, but I'm never pussy wet. Oh, it's how you play your hand. And if you order smart, you control it, damn. And when you learn something new, you take advantage of it till you find something new. Better grab you a joint before the light come on. Get straight to the point. Let's make it last for now. When we're done, we can take a bow. Let's go for alcohol. Anything that you want, I'm sure I can get it, no front. Let's go for alcohol. When the lights come on, we can leave, let the night go on. A club full of chicas, get my party on, swipe away with the Visa. Let it carry on, get fly every Easter. Playboy bunnies know it's huge, it's a beast of. Play toys from me with that heavy D flow. R.I.P. yo, got nothing but love for ya. There you go. I'm back in the mix, ready to mix my cup. And I'm rolling the slip, ready to light shit up. Gotta find my zone to get in tune with everything I own. And this life I lead, live big, live rich, live comfortably. Got me sounding like money. You youngers don't get it, little sonny. I'm rich, man. So if you built like me and you don't give a fuck cause you feel me, come on. Better grab you a joint before the light come on. Get straight to the point. Let's make it last for now. When we're done, we can take a bow. Let's go for alcohol. That you want, I'm sure I can get it, no front. Let's go for alcohol. When the lights come on, we can leave, let the night go on. We're almost at the top of the hour. Right before the club close, gotta holler. With that yate and my system got the power to knock them down one by one like the towers. Look like she belong on runway. Top model in with some Beyonce. Focusing, noticing our swag. If it's just us again, then we really got it bad. Just know I'm on a mission. I'm trying to take you home. But we could dance the night away, me and you alone. No pressure on you, baby, take your time. And I'ma take a shot, I'm a hero with mine. When the lights come on, we can Cinderella rip. Put your shoe back on. When the lights come on, we can Cinderella rip. Put your shoe back on. Better grab you a joint before the lights come on. Get straight to the point. Let's call for alcohol. Let's make it last for now. When we're done, we can take a bow. Let's call for alcohol. Anything that you want, I'm sure I can get it, no front. Let's call for alcohol. When the lights come on, we can leave, let the night go on. Let's call for alcohol.
That's a banger in the club.
Oh, man, appreciate it. And it was
that's
just having fun with that
banger
right
in
the
club.
Ain't
no
lot,
question
man.
About it.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate
now,
it.
I don't know whether you had stated, but you were just sitting there, and that's just something that just popped in your head. Let me just, or was you actually in a club and you heard them say it, and you was like, you know what, I'm gonna put this together, and I'm gonna put this, you know, like this, and call this last call for alcohol.
Oh, man. It was just, yeah, part of it just being in the club and, you know, when I actually got the beat, shout out to A. Blaze, the producer on the beat. When I heard the beat, it was just something that I knew was a feel-good type of record. And then, you know, I just really sat there and thought about it, and I was like, this sounds like something that I could play in the clubs. But I wanted it to be not just your typical club record, but something that it could get played every time in the club, you know, whether it be at the beginning or at the end. And then, you know, it's funny because I never wrote no lyrics down for that record. I actually freestyled it all the way through, you know. So it was just one of those type of records where it just came to me. and actually, you know, just did it straight through, you know.
Wow. We have another caller on the air for you.
Okay.
I'll bring that caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You have Naza on the line?
Hi, Naza. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm good. Thank you. I can honestly, I like the first track, but the second one, The Last Call for Alcohol, I could see that being definitely a banger in the club, especially, you know, depending on what time the club closes and they
right.
throw that song on, that lets everybody know it's your last call to get whatever you want, and then you can,
yeah.
you know, enjoy the night pretty much. Now, the first song, though, I think it was My Journey.
Right.
That seems more like an inspiration, like you're pretty much explaining your journey thus far. Is that correct?
Right. Right.
And what would you tell, like, anyone who is looking, you know, to be an up-and-coming artist or someone that hears that track? What would you tell them if you could tell them, like, one thing about their journey? What would it be?
Just to be true, for as much as you can be on a record, you know, because a lot of fans, they want to get to know you as the artist. And, you know, I just say just be truthful on your journey to greatness, you know. And I think once you do that, you'll have a great head on your shoulders and everybody will appreciate you and support you as much as possible.
Okay. And which age group, like, are you trying to target?
Both, actually. The younger audience, the middle audience, and the older audience. You know, I try to keep everybody all in one bunch.
Okay, so you don't have any records or any tracks that's going to be, like, cursing a lot for, like, young teenagers and stuff like that? Do you think that your music is different to the point where, you know, it's not so much fashion? You know, it's not so much fashion. It's not so much sex. It's more, you know, like, down-to-earth and personal experiences, would you say?
Right, and more so, too, because a lot of people – you know, feel the need to use profanity in their music, and I'm very limited when it comes to that. So, like, you know, as time goes by and I, you know, put out projects, a lot of people would, you know, always say that, wow, you know, you really curse in your music, but you still get your point across in other aspects. And that's one thing I wanted to tackle on, you know, try to use less of that, but still be able to get my point across for the younger audience to listen to, you know, because I think about everybody. I think about radios. I think about the little kids listening to it. Think about the older people listening to it. So, I'm really thinking, you know, and, you know, so far I'm doing a good job.
Yes. So far you are definitely something that is, you know, less profanity, less sex, you know, will definitely, you know, target the youth. And it's really what they need because right now they hear a lot of, you know, fashion. You know, there's sex this, there's, you know, jewelry this, expensive cars this. You know, so, of course, you know, a teenager listening to it, they're going to want, you know, the fashion and the jewelry and, you know, they want the pretty girls to go along with it, you know. So
right.
something, you know, that they can, you know, relate to could be, you know, like a story that you have to tell, you know, where I think
right.
My Journey would definitely, you know, be able to touch, you know, them on an equal level, you know, besides all the cursing.
Right.
You know, but I would just say you're doing an excellent job and, you know, keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Nas, we running out of time.
We have to come back up there and do a Nas or Spaceman takeover or something.
No doubt. Nas, I really want to thank you for joining us, you know. What I'd like you to do, though, is give the listeners all your info, your Twitter, your Facebook, you know, give them everything so, you know, they can hear your flavor and all that, hear that fire you got going on. You know, let them know about that that mixtape you got out. Let them know everything.
Okay. I try to make it as simple as possible. You know, when you go to Google or anything, you can type in Naza the Great. That's NazaDaGreat. That's NazaDaGreat, and that's for Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, YouTube, datpiff.com with the Welcome to My Rap mixtape is actually on. You know, got a project. I'm actually working on a second mixtape, Welcome to My Ride Part 2, that I might drop at the end of this month. And also, you know, I'm working on a website too. The website right now is under construction. But pretty much, you know, just got the email, nazathegreat@gmail.com. And also, I wanted to plug this in. I got a big project with AN1 coming to the end of next month, where I start going on tour with them and shooting a video for them as well with this song called AN1 Live. So definitely be on the lookout for that. And yeah, we just working, you know.
All right, that's the only thing you got coming up right now. If you got any more, let them know everything.
Man, I want to let the cat out the bag as a lot. So
all right, all right.
On.
You want to keep it discreet right now. All right.
so far, the AN1 thing is looking real good for the whole summer as far as touring with them with those guys in the States, and we're supposed to be actually going overseas soon too. In I think July, I believe, for a month and a half too. So. You know, I'm just working, and got a couple of labels knocking on the door. But you know, as we said earlier, just waiting out the options. You know, just waiting the options out. So,
yeah,
I'll be the first to know as soon as I confirm
no
anything.
That's what I'm talking about. No doubt. Is there any shout outs you want to give?
Just shout out to everybody, to all the supporters, everybody that's really believed in me thus far. Shout out to my cousin, Music Maestro. I credit him with everything. Shout out to Ramsey's, former A&R Rockefeller, who kind of helped me with a lot of guidance and advice through the about the industry and whatnot. And I'm just shout out to everybody that supports me, you know.
All right. That's Naza, Dons and Divas. All right, coming up next, Boss Goomberg is in the building. One of the biggest promoters in New York, and he's doing other big things, and we're going to let y'all know what that is. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Every week for nothing. They're wasting their time.
You should be behind
my car. My car is a family man. They keep bringing them up here.
One more outburst like that, and you will all go to jail. I apologize, Your Honor.
I apologize,
Your Honor. What's your name, Your Honor?
You wanna sit more on my living room floor? Play Nintendo, receiving me home. Pick up my phone, say, Papa not home. Sex all night, bad head in the morning. Spin my beads, smoke all my weed. Touch you on Tata, singing big pop on. I think you wanna be my main squeeze, baby. Don't you? You wanna give me what I need, baby. Won't you? Picture life as my wife, just think. Foot left me, fat X and O mix. Breakfast to max, conversation was all that. Showed you the same combinations and all that. Guess you can say you the one I trusted. Who would ever think that you would spread like mustard? Things got hot, you sent Ben to my spot. Took me to court, tried to take all I got. Nothing to kick and pop. The tramp said I raped her. Damn, why she wanna take me for my paper? My mosquito hole, my Versace, I see. Come to find out, she was hitting everybody. They knew about me, the fake ID. Cases in Virginia, body in D.C. Will always be. What I get for tricking. Came out
all set at $1 million.
Licking the door, waiting the 4-4. Won't get hurt with Papa, don't hit me no more. Disrespect my clique, my game's imperial. Mess around and made a milk box material. You feel me? Stealing chips, running your lips. Cause of you, I want some real. What you say,
my knees, baby. Don't you wanna see me ripping your three down there?
split and hit me. Pull out that spine, I'll just hop on mine. So what now? I ain't got time to clown for what trip. I ain't got time for this. Now you wanna buy me diamonds in the money. Agent in the genie and Chanel Nami. Things to make up for all the games and the lies. Omar Card saying, I apologize. Is you with me? How could you ever deceive me? But payback for real. Believe me, nah, I ain't slow. This ain't no bimbo play. Just a little something to let you play a hater enough.
Trying to end up in that spot right there. I haven't been there too many times already, you heard?
Sure.
But, you know, I really want to thank you. I know you're a busy man and all that. I really want to thank you, you know, for taking the time out to, you know, join us tonight and everything. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, I thank you. You know, my entertainment family, they thank you for having me on the show. You know, and I'm with supporting all my black people. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Now, let's get into Boss Goonberg right now, you know.
Let's
start off with your name. How did you come up with your name, Boss Goonberg?
Well, I'm going to say this, you know, honestly, amongst the fleet of people that I do deal with, you know, everybody's a boss in their own character. But, you know, with me, I really stick to that name, Boss, you know, real firmly because, you know, in these streets, and in the world itself, in order to get things going and moving, it got to be somebody, some type of function, some type of machine to get everything in motion. I do believe I'm that machine. So, you know, boss was the first part. And, you know, the Goonberg part, you know, part of that came from the so-called mayor, you know, the Berg part. But Goon, that's part of my lifestyle. You know, unfortunately, I've been going in it for like 38 years now. But, you know, I'm slowing down now.
I feel you. It's about that time to just take it easy, right? Just lay back. Yeah. You know, did your thing, you know, ain't no more to be said.
You know?
Now, how long have you been doing, like, your promotional events?
Well, I'm going to keep it 100. I could take this promotion thing back all the way to when Kid Capri was still doing mixtapes and things. You know?
Wow.
Because at the end of the day, honestly, I came into this game, honestly. I was introduced to the game through Trooper Lover Crew, which is, you know, Kid Capri, Bank Buddha, original family. But the person that actually went hands-on entertainment with me was DJ Capone, Chuck Black, DJ SNS, DJ Davo. You know, in that era right there, you know, we was given an entertainment label called PIC. And, you know, from there, we just been going hard with it. And, you know, we just branched out further and further. So, all together, I've been in the game over 15 years.
Wow. Now, what actually made you decide to want to, you know, be a promoter? Was it something that you was just like, all right, you went to a party one day, you was like, you know what, I could do this, you know? You know, ain't nothing big about doing this at this point right now to get me started. You know, what made you want to decide to be a promoter?
Well, I would say one year, you know, Chuck Black and DJ Capone, we sat down, we had a little meeting. That's when we had Black Hole Entertainment. And, you know, DJ Capone, I think it was his birthday party. So he gave up his idea. His idea was, you know, to have $5 bills pressed up with his face in the middle of the bill as a flyer. And to actually see my bro pack menacing townhouse for like 2,000-3,000 teenagers and people were still fighting to get into the door, like asking for 15 before 12, little 20-something after, to see that bread at the end of the party, and that was our money, that just drive me more. And then, you know, like I said also, I'm kind of tired of the streets, and, you know, the entertainment game is somewhat like the drug game. It's just in this game here, they play a little bit more unfair. That's about it.
Wow. Wow. We actually have a call on the line already, boss, so we're going to bring that call in real fast. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's going on? You have Boss Goomberg on the line.
Okay, okay. This is your man, Sean Perrion, out here in the Poconos, co-manager of the 4SMD's legendary R&B hip-hop group.
What's going on, Sean?
All right, baby, I'm in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? Representing my family down there in NY. You know what I mean?
No
doubt. Respecting what y'all doing to the game.
No doubt. That's boss. That's the co-founder for the 4SMD's right there. That's Sean Perrion.
Co-manager, not co-founder, because they've been around.
Oh, co-manager. My fault.
But I've been running with my boys for over 25 years now. You know what I mean? But they got over 30 some odd years in the game, so you know it's all love.
Hey, man, salute to y'all anyway, man, because, you know, I remember all of old school days. I used to be sitting in the house watching the Alpha game, bobbing my head to the sports and beats, right? So, you know, salute to y'all, because y'all part of the reason the game is still going, you know?
Yo, much respect, man. We definitely appreciate the love, man. We appreciate all the support. You know, we got some new material coming out, you know, that y'all aware of. You know, we got a lot of things going on. We're going to keep that old school alive, man. You know, because without no old school, there wouldn't be no new school, man.
Exactly.
Indeed. And, you know, anyway, Boss Goomberg can help you. You know, you can hit me up Facebook or you can get my direct contact from GQ. And, you know, we can do business. I'm a people's person.
Yeah, it's real people.
Yeah, say no more, man. You know, we people's peoples. You know
no
what
doubt.
I mean? You
no
know, we
doubt.
Here for the world, man. We want to let y'all
kid.
Know we still here, man. We still grinding.
I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. Boss, this real people right here. Sean, this real people right here. I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. Straight up.
You already know, man. And I feel the vibes, man. You know, I'm out here in the Poconos doing my thing, getting ready to go get my little groove on tonight. Got a couple of things going on out here in the Poconos. But I had to take time out to holler at my boys, man. You know what I mean?
No doubt, Sean.
Well,
no doubt. It's an honor having you on. There ain't no question about it.
Yo, it's an honor y'all having me, man, you know, and I respect what y'all doing, you know, much respect to all my peoples up in the BX, you know, Bronxdale, you know, rest in peace, Disco King Mario, he the one that got me into the hip-hop game back in the early 70s, you know what I mean, so, you know, respect to the legends and all that, you know, Africa Bambaataa and all them cats from Bronx River, you know what I mean?
For sure,
no,
for sure.
No doubt.
I ain't gonna lie, yeah, sure, not to jump in, but... I got my DJ Capone. I'm probably you sure you know of him. I'm gonna see if we can get out there. You know, let's do some things.
Yeah, we can
book
something up, man. We got a couple of venues up here. You know, spots that we do shows at on the regular, man. You know, we got Biz Markie and all them cats coming up here. You know, we got a couple of people coming up just actually for my man's birthday party in about 2 weeks. You know what I mean? We got had Kid Capri a couple of weeks ago. He was up here. You know what I mean? You know, Boogie Black, you know what I mean? Your man Boogie Black from Bronxdale, he was up here representing up here. Got to give a shout out to Boogie Black.
That's right.
You know, I got love for everybody, man. So whatever y'all want to work on, you know, Rich Money, you know, he got my number, man. He got my direct line. All they got to do is hit me up, and we're going to make it happen.
All right, bro, I'm with you.
All right, say no more, man. I got nothing but love for y'all dudes, man. Y'all keep it up. You know, bulletproof forever, man. Chin up, eyes open, you heard?
No doubt, Sean.
All right,
no
my brother,
doubt.
Stay up, man. I'm on my way up out of here. But, yo, nothing but love, man. But, yo, Rich, y'all dudes, y'all got my number, man. I'll let your boy, you heard?
No doubt. No question about it, for sure. All
right, thanks for having me, man.
All right, good looking, Sean. Yeah, boss, you there?
Still here, bro.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like he said, if you want, I'll link y'all up. You know, there's real brothers right there, you know what I mean? That's what GQ was all about anyway, linking up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I realized that. That's why I linked in, man. Let's get this going.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, let's get back to Boy Schoonberg.
Let's go.
Now, for what I know, you're not only a promoter, you also like an artist, and you're dealing with some big names in the music industry. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, right now, you know, like our promotion is like a hobby. You know, I'm not necessarily when I promote, when I'm doing promotions like parties or shows, it's not even necessarily for my thing ain't with the money. You know, I like to see people have a good time, everybody come together and do what they do instead of it be a funeral and then everybody got to get together. Feel me? So it's like I do entertainment, but I'm mainly in the music stream right now. Like right now I'm in the process of putting my album together, which is called Goonberg's The Boss's Way. My bro, Maserati Gov, a.k.a. Governor Brown, he has the campaign album hosted by Brucey B, which is on to come out. We just released a new track just now with Maserati Gov. So, you know, followers, the listeners can type in Maserati Gov on YouTube to come up with the latest one. I'm on the outro. Then also, you know, working with Gilly the Kid, Wiz Gam, my Coke Boy Bros, B-Stats, Boo City, Coke Boy Brock, Gotti Goon from out of Harlem. I got a few Bronze Cats. I got some things, man. It's just, you know, the music game, they don't want to play fair. They want you to sell your soul for a little bit of bread. Like, we ain't on it, man. Like, we're just going to keep flooding the streets with this good music until, you know, the gates open up. Like, I brought everybody Meek Mills. Nobody wanted to deal with him. Look at him now. I brought people, a few artists, like, prime example, a New York artist. Everywhere French was trying to get into, I tried to leak French to clubs throughout New York City. Nobody wanted to deal with it. Now that Puffy took the big challenge and signed French Montana, everybody calls now. Yo, hi, see if we get French to come here. Yo, hi, how much for a verse? They don't want to talk now because when they were trying to do everything, everybody's like, you know, some of the time people just get bullheaded. Oh, nah, well, I'm not going to do it because I can't get nothing out of it. Like, when I do something, I do it from the heart. Like, it's nothing.
You know, and one thing, speaking of the Maserati, we have that track, so we definitely going to play that in a minute. You know, we definitely going to play that in a minute. Now let me ask you, what you consider being the best thing about being a promoter?
Well, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. You know, no disrespect to none of these jinky promoters out here, but I'm gonna keep it 100, you know, and I figure what you call the boss up this right here, you know, radio. It's like I gotta give you real talk. As far as the promotion game right now, I don't really see no big deal in it. Yeah, you get in some major events where you ain't gotta pay if your weight is up, your face is your ticket. So it's like right now, as far as the promotion game, like it's cool. As far as the dudes in the game, I only try to deal with the best. You know, right now I deal with my swag is crazy. You know, Latif from the Swagger family.
Yeah,
that's my dog right there. Beautiful Ladies Entertainment. I deal with hard. That's my wife, Tammy Blackwell, a.k.a. the Boys.
All right.
You know, Beautiful Ladies Entertainment. Queen Couture from Trendsetters. My sis, Mo, from the Henny Dawgs, you know, DJ Capone wife. We got our own label, Cocaine City, Block Burners, AK, Cowboy DJs. And, you know, also, I ain't going to lie, we got a little radio thing popping on, too, called You Already Radio. With my it's a few things in going down. So it's like the promotion. I just see, you know, dudes do what they do, but it should be from the heart. Before always wait for the dollar, you know, because the dollar could go any minute. Your heart, love, loyalty, and respect are something you should cherish. A lot of promoters out here nowadays, they don't do that no more. So, you know, with me, I don't even look for no benefits from doing this.
I feel you. And I honor you on that, boss. No talk, no lie, real talk. Real talk.
No deal, bro.
Now, with you doing so much, how do you balance everything out to spend time with the family?
Well, I'm going to keep it 100. I don't even live in New York no more. You know, it's kind of hard because I got a wife, kids here that look and depend on me. And it's like, you know, they got to have an understanding. I got to go out, do what I got to do. Wifey, she does what she does. The kids, you know, they play their part very well. And it's just, you know, I'm lucky to have a family that's understanding. You know, the relationship is going to be arguments because ain't no relationship perfect. But
exactly.
As long as you got somewhat of a understanding, somewhat of a path to go down that's not all negative, you can conquer anything. And, you know, with my wife, I can honestly say, you know, we done conquered some things. And, you know, thanks to the people we got around us, we got some good family members and friends. So it's like with my grinding out here in the game, me being in these streets, me part-time, like, doing some of everything, gang-banging everything, it's like, you know, my wife is there for me. So, you know, shout-out to the boss lady from Beautiful Ladies Entertainment as well.
I feel you. Now, you know what I want to do real fast? I want you to introduce the Maserati track, because we're going to get into that, because I want them to hear this. You know what I'm saying? Let them see how serious
I
am about
it. You dug it out already?
We got it out already. We ain't playing.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, well, I'm going to say this, man. For all my listeners, the followers of GQ Palace Radio, for Power 99, my man Cosmic Kev, Trey, they up there on Power 99, DJ Capone, my boy De Niro, all my coke boys. You know, this is that Maserati boy. Joint, done by the Maserati boys. Me, I'm on the outro as well as the intro. Check me out, man. It's fire.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
The Lord is judge by salvation of all shall this man fear. Who shall this sound fear? When the wicked come upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumble and fall. Cause look at me, I'm representing them and I said I am psycho. I just got a whole lot of bullets by switching my gun to Geico.
Live from the bank vault, yeah, we sitting on trying to treasure every word. Cause I can express it better. The difference between me and them is more than my tax bracket or the ice on my wrist is that I'm possessed by cabbage. And I love myself too much to be worried about marriage. Trick what, baby girl? I'm wearing all these carrots. Like salt and pepper, this my thing. My wrist got jungle fever. Came from hot blocks and cold lobbies surrounded by meat eyes. Meat eyes. Demon up on your Volvo with stash box, switching lanes like I'm local, risking federally charges, penitentiary chances now. One top me off while the other straight stacking. Maserati dipping, little homie, before you say something, see what I'm whipping. Look up in that pot, boy, now get up out the kitchen, look out, hold me down, patch me ready in a minute. Boy, I'm thinking about tomorrow. Husky rocks in the best, cause I'm all about a dollar. Man, these niggas is broke, claiming that they pop bottles, but when we in VIP, man, I don't see nada. This is the life, it ain't about what you say when you write. You really getting that price. Cross country, ball in the west. You see me in the south, let it small keep me fresh. This ain't what you used to. Blatantly, I'm brutal. We made the streets of streets, made me a gangster, and it's crucial. What's suitable for you two? So you can see the truth, boo. Now lend it and hope you prepare. My pimp is just like Bluetooth. Who you? Sorry, little niggas, gotta tighten your belt a little tight to fit my true religions. Get in gear, but no transmission. I'm transmitting a new wave to put y'all in position. Haters get that mad, enough to get black flagged. We know y'all ain't that bad, and shots is like Baghdad. You rap, nothing worse than a black bag. You eat ass like Pac-Man, find me with a cash sack. This is the life, you either ballin' or you whippin' the white. Go hard and lose your life, foul play, niggas fucking your wife. I'm the nigga that you talk to God about at night, loser.
Hey, yo, Cosmic Kev, man, we on that come up, you dig? Shout out to my boy Free, my boy Devin from Island. Y'all already know what it is, 7,000 singles in the fire bottles. We don't want no bucks, we want that bad stuff. Hey, bro, Governor Brown, you body this shit. Tell them niggas, salute me and shoot me. Ow.
Boss, you there? Yeah, my operator just told me, you know, that joint is fire, but it's another one you got also too, right?
Yeah, the Maserati boy, the first single that, you know, DJ Hot Rod had us come to New York to perform. How can I put it? I'ma just say this, Rich. You know, if we can't get that up on the airwaves right now, I'ma definitely get that to you by tomorrow so you can hear that the next time.
Yeah, so we definitely gonna play. That joint is fire right there too though.
Man, thanks. I'm trying to get things to like really get to the radio with it. Because I ain't gonna lie, that is a hot joint.
Yeah, yo, it's something totally different, and that's what they need right now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You got a lot of artists that sounding the same and talking about the same thing.
Yeah, you right. And the thing about it, a lot of these artists be fun. Like, they talking about driving Maseratis and Bentley coupes and Phantoms. These boys be lying, Rich, man. Yeah, they can check the boys' background, man. It ain't nothing but Maseratis, BMWs, Benzes, and trucks around me, man. Even when I'm with my little man, he got a little joint. He could jump in with the key, and he goes in his little Cadillac. So it's like, these dudes be living other dudes' lives in these rap songs, man. That's all it be. Because if you see these dudes talking hard on track, man, when they see the boss in the corner building, man, they salute the boys. They be fun.
I feel you. I feel you. Ain't no question about it. That's what it's all about. Now, in one word, describe Boss Goomberg to me.
Well, I'm going to say in one word to describe me, you know, as my Harlem streets would say, as my boy Max B would say, wavy. And for those that's, you know, can't comprehend or don't know the lingo of wavy, you know, to give you correct, good understanding, I'm going to say amazing.
I feel you. And I like how you threw that out there. No question about it. No question about it, boss. let's get into some events. Do you have any up-and-coming events going on right now?
Well, I'm going to say, you know, honestly, the only up-and-coming event that I'm really not too sure. I know I got a DJ Capone Welcome Home Party coming soon. We got my brother Governor Brown birthday album release party coming up soon. We still decide whether it should be out of town or in New York. And, you know, I'm going to keep it. The most biggest event I got coming up right now is my wedding.
All right. Congrats, man. Congratulations, yo.
Good looking, Rich.
No doubt. Now, considering the fact that you was, you know, in gangs, would you say that helped you look at things in a different manner to say, all right, you know, I'm going to stop this, time to make a change?
I honestly say that, Rich, because it's like I try to tell like a lot of the younger dudes now while they like out here gang banging. Like I done been there. I done been in a position where it's 40 dudes against just me. I done been in a penitentiary where the whole house went against me, and like, you know, the gang life helped me with a lot of things, because I look like everything out here, life itself, I look at it as a jail. Like the streets, this is the yard in jail. The people that's out here is like the same people that's with me in jail. Because in jail, you don't know everybody. The same way out here, you don't know everybody. You deal with a lot of mixed emotions and everything. So it's like the gang life, yeah, helped me. It gave me a lot of patience, gave me a lot of knowledge to like how to learn to deal with other people, you know, minds and things. But then on the same token, it also give me that extra boost to, like, not go through the bullshit out here because, you know, I'm heavy out here, Rich.
I feel you. I feel you, boss. We actually have some callers on the line for you.
Okay. Let's talk to them.
All right. Caller, are you there?
Yes, man.
All right. Yeah, boss Goomberg on the line.
Boss Goomberg, how you doing, Bob?
I'm all right, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm making it, man. You're doing better than me. But my question to you is simple, man. As an artist and a producer, what makes an artist an artist? What makes a producer a producer, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, what makes an artist and a producer, I'm going to keep it 100. It's the same word for both, originality.
Originality.
You can be an artist, but if you want to be, like, say, prime example, look at Max B and then look at the followers. You got this dude, Sin City. It's like, where's your originality? You get, oh, he sounds just like Max B. He's dressing like Max B. So it's like, you're just another artist known as Max B. That's it. So originality plays a big part.
Oh, all right. So that's how you separate yourself from the rest of the artists?
Yeah, man. Like, I listen to some of everybody, like, but it's only certain dudes, like, with a rap, like, originality. Like, the dude... 2 Chainz right now. I respect him because he's been grinding and he's finally there. Meek Mills, I've been in the studio with Meek in Philly, Larry Gold Studio, shout out to them. I done sat there with them. Meek been stuck writing joints. But then one thing I give him, he ain't afraid to ask for help. And once he, you know, put his things together, his stuff is original. You know what I mean? I respect it. It's all originality to me.
All right, that's peace. Appreciate that, brother. Thanks for the info.
Yeah, boss?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, we have another call on the line for you.
All right.
Call, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you have boss Goomberg on the line.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. First, congratulations to you and your lovely wife.
Thank you.
Is this going to be a career, or you do have another job, or is this your main focus in life?
Well, as far as, like...
Your music.
Music is always going to be a part of me, because that's
okay.
What's around me. But, you
right.
know, also I do security work for a few artists, DJs. I do A&R work, promotional work. Anything where I can get a dollar and stay out of jail, where they ain't got no homework.
I know that's right.
I'm for it. No?
No illegal shit, right?
Well, I'm trying to stay out here. I got some babies and some family members that need me.
I heard that. And I mean, that song, that was like totally different. I mean, it's nice though. You know, and just keep going to the top. And keep the good man up above, you know, first and foremost. And, you know, you're going to succeed, and that's why you where you are today, you know, and you don't have to, you know, you're only going to end up there because of something you done. And you know what not to do to get there.
Yeah, you're right.
So keep pursuing what you're doing, and I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Well, I ain't going to lie to you, ma'am. I'm very thankful for your good words. And, you know, we definitely got to thank the big homie up top, God, because
no doubt.
Her, we definitely couldn't.
None of it be
happen.
Possible. Nothing. And you got a point there. But like I say, just keep up the good work, you know, take care of your family, be there for them. And, again, congratulations.
All right. And, again, thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
Now, boss, let me ask you, what would you say, huh?
I'm listening, God.
All right. What would you say is the best aspect of being a successful promoter?
Man, that's kind of a hard question. Well, I'm going to say when you got that packed house where you ain't even got a really – go to the streets to put flyers out. Like with me, I can go to my phone and pack a club. I can go to Facebook and pack the Paradise Theater. And then the next day I got good reviews on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, everywhere. Even like a couple of events that I've been a part of has reached like certain network channels and like views is good. So, you know, that'll be one main thing I like.
All right. Now, let me ask you, when you plan for your events, so all y'all get together, you, Swagger, you know, Trendsetters, you know, the beautiful women in your wife group and all that, do you do it with, like, them, or do you do solo when you do your event?
I'm going to keep it 100. If I'm dealing with Swag Entertainment, I let them go to the drawer board. They lay their blueprint down. Once they do the blueprint, I come in with anything else. And to keep it real with you, Latia Verified, I won't even promote, like, say, the event could be next month, the 6th. I won't promote until the 4th of the following month of the event, and I just kill them for 2 or 3 days, and all my work, you know, it shows within the parties, because even January 28th, you know, when I proposed to my wife, I went hard on it just because I was doing a proposal thing. 2,500 people, shall we be good.
I feel you, no question about it.
Nah.
Yeah. Yo, boss, I really, really want to thank you for joining us this evening. You know, it was definitely an honor having you on. Now, what I want you to do, if you feel up to it, just give them, the listeners, all your information, your Twitter, your Facebook, when you throw parties, your tickets, give them all that information.
All right, well, I'm going to say this as far as my direct, you know, info. You can reach me at 914-227-5790. That's the Boss Goon Entertainment line. Or you can reach me on Facebook, Harlem Goonberg. Let me see. Basically, that's about it, because, you know, right now I'm under construction of a few other pages, and I'm on Instagram under Linux Ad Boss. But, like, all other pages, they're under reconstruction. You know when you get in a relationship where it's like, you got to cut certain things down.
Yeah.
So, if you need to give me a green light on a few things, I just got that number, the email. The email is Mayor Goonberg, the number 5@gmail.com. So, you know, however, you know, if it's business, ain't nothing crazy that's going to get us federal indictments. You know, we get some money, I'm with it. You know, if you need me, I'm with it. And, you know, GQ, Rich Kid, The Palace, The Radio, Lavina, you know, I definitely want to send a big shout-out to y'all. Y'all the first to actually give me my first real interview. And, you know, it's a good look for me. And, you know, any way I can help y'all in the future, I'm with it. So, you know, it's whatever, Rich Kid.
No doubt. Like, whenever you're ready, come back on. All you got to do is holler. It's never a problem.
I got you, Bono. If we got any time, I just want to send a quick shout-out real quick.
No doubt. That's what I'm going to say. You have your shout-outs? Go ahead. Shout them out.
All right. I want to give a shout-out to my Cash Money bro, the 8th De Niro. I want to give a shout-out to my bro, DJ Capone. My sis, Monique Bonaparte. Shout-out to my wife, Tammy Blackwell, the boss lady. Shout-out to Pinky from Pinky and D from Swagger. The whole Swag Entertainment, Henny Dolls. My Coke Boys, Trendsetters, GQ Palace Radio, my other bro, Boogie Black. Man, basically, shout out to the whole Tri-State and all my boys out there out in Philly. Shout out to the boys. Oh, rest in peace. Shout out. Huddy Six, Boo Blues, Big L, Lacey, my cousin Cato, my cousin Light. Joe Dick, my boy LB, man, yo, Rich, man, the list so long, man, I'm going to end right there, man. Just God bless everybody. Thank you for this interview. And big rest in peace shout out to Trayvon Martin and all those that support that movement, because it's a time for a change.
No doubt, no doubt. Yo, boss, like I said, anytime, you know, just holler, never a problem.
All right, Rich, I got you. I'm going to be back soon, and when I come back, I might even have some music for you for myself.
No doubt. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, bro.
All right.
All right.
Boss Goonberg, Dons and Divas. Coming up next, our special guest appearance. That's right, Boogie Black is in the building. Blame it on the Henny. Stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Now I'm in your asset. pills.
I keep you fresher than the next chick. No need for you to ever sweat the next chick. With speed, I make the best chick see the exit. Indeed, you gotta know you're thoroughly respected. By me, you get the keys to the Lexus. But no driving, got your own 96 something. You're riding, keep your right side of Versace. That's why you gotta watch your friends, you got to watch me. They conniving. The first chance to crack for bank. They try me, only get is 50 cent franc. Apple pie is from the village to the belly. Time to kill it on your belly. No question, have more black chick between my cheeks and asses. They say sex is a weapon. So when I shoot, meet your death in less than 8 seconds. Still pounding in your afterlife. Laughing, my thing is tight. Who you asking?
Something else,
but it ain't nuts. I feel you. So what it do, Boogie? You doing big things, man.
You doing real big things. Before you even came on, they were shouting you out. You know?
God is good, man.
Yo, Sean Perignon came on. Yeah, that's a dude right there, you know?
Yes, sir.
Boris Goldberg. Yeah, so you doing like...
Yes.
Yeah, so you doing like real big things right now, Black.
Working hard.
I feel you. Let's start off with your name. How did you come up with your name, Boogie Black?
Well, you know, I'm from the Boogie, Bronxdale, of course, you know. You know, you my brother for life, so you know.
No doubt.
And I said, I was out of town a lot, and you know, in other places, so you know, I still had to represent the Bronx. So I said, you know, I'm gonna go with the name Boogie, and I'm gonna always stay Black. You know, and that's how it came about. You know, I'm from the Boogie. I'm gonna always stay Black, and humble, and we're gonna make them dance.
I feel you. Now, let me ask you, how old was you when you first got into the rap game?
Well, actually, you know, my uncle Ben put me into music, you know, since I, you know, was born. My uncle, rest in peace, to Disco King Mario. So I always knew, you know, about music. And then, you know, I decided to start writing for a few people maybe about 6 or 7 years ago. About 6 or 7 years ago, I was writing for a few people. And we'll get into that later. And, you know, then I decided, I said, well, you know what? Let me make them dance. You know, certain people didn't know how to make them dance right. So I said, you know, let me make my own song. And it happened to be Blame It on the Henny, and it was a big record. You know, it popped off real big.
Yeah, it definitely did, yo. It's everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to ask you, Black, you know, my condolences to you, you know, on your uncle, you know, Disco Mario.
Yes, sir.
He is definitely a legend, you know, and will never, ever be forgotten. How did you feel just being around your uncle and seeing him do his thing with, like, African Bambaataa, Melly Mel, the Sugar Hill Gang, and the list go on? What was that feeling like?
It was real epic, you know, because back then, honestly, in the beginning, you know, when we're young, we don't really know how to treasure it, you know, because we was young at the time, Rich, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we didn't really know how to treasure it. But as I, you know, got older and, you know, started seeing it more, it was history, you know what I mean? It was like I was able to see a big part of history, seeing all of them come to my uncle's house, the jams outside, you know, it was just real big, you know, and now, you know, it's just even bigger now, you know, being a part of, like, making records with these same people. You know what I mean? Like, it's real big, you know. Making records with the legends is serious.
Exactly. So I know that's like, wow. You're like, wow, these are the guys I used to just be around and watch them do their thing. Now I'm actually doing it with them.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Very, very epic. It's a very, very epic feeling. I can't front.
I feel you on that. Now, you wound up meeting DJ Webstar, who also shared a mutual love of hip-hop.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, we used to, you know, hang around each other back in, like, you know, Skate Key days and stuff, having fun. And, you know, we just ended up coming up with a plan on, you know, which is, you know, the few records that after, you know, with the chicken noodle soup thing and all that, you know. And, you know, we basically just said, yo, let's get together and let's, you know, come up with some fun. And we made a few records together. And it was just, you know, the people was loving it, you know, so we just kept on going. Webstar's definitely a big part of the music that I'm making. You know, that's my brother for life.
I feel you. Now, Black, as you being an MC in the spotlight now, what would you say is an artist's biggest fear?
Failing. Like, as far as you never want to not make them dance or you know, make a big hit record. That's like the biggest fear, not having a hit record. It's like, oh God, it's terrible. You when you're in that studio, you'd be like, oh my God, I just hope the people love it. And I actually ran. Like, they broke my record in the shadow, Blame It on the Henny, Mr. C, DJ Sugar Daddy, Red Alert. They played my record in the shadow, and maybe the first seven times, I think I ran in the back into the office like, oh, God, I hope they like it, you know, because it was a record actually by myself. A lot of artists, they making records together, you know, three and four people on one song, you know what I'm saying? It's real hard when you got a record by yourself, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I seen the crowd go crazy, then I said, oh, okay, I got one. I got one, Rich.
All right. Now, you came up with the phrase that everybody is, like, singing right now, the Henny Ghost. Let the listeners know, what's the Henny Ghost?
You know, it's funny. You know, like, you know, the Holy Ghost, you get, like, a feeling inside you. You know, I love the Lord, but, you know, the Holy Ghost, you get a feeling inside you.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I was hosting, and, you know, I stayed with my bottles of Henny, you know that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I caught a feeling. Like, I don't know. I just caught a feeling. And I said on the mic, I think I got the Henny Ghost, y'all. And the crowd went crazy. This is before I made the record. The crowd went crazy, bro. So I said, wait a minute. The Henny Ghost? Hey. it's a spiritual thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely killing it too. You got everybody saying, I think I got the Henny Ghost. They got the Henny in their hand.
That Hennessy, boy, that thing tear you up, I'm telling you.
Now, speaking of that, let's talk about your single that's killing them right now in the industry, Blame It on the Henny. How did you come up with that title and that concept? What made you actually bring up out of all this Henny?
Well, actually, everybody else was, you know, talking about, like Ciroc and different liquors. And, you know, I went to a few of them before I decided to really go with the Hennessy movement. And, you know, they wasn't really talking the right numbers. You know what I'm saying? So then one of my peoples actually works with, you know, for Hennessy, you know, like a vice president. And they was like, well, if you come up with the record, you'll be good. You know, they're going, you know, you'll be able to sponsor, you know, you'll have some sponsors. So Hennessy was really my favorite drink anyway, but, you know, I'm going wherever the check is. I'm human. You know what I'm saying? So it would have been Ciroc. It would have been, you know, Smirnoff. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Wherever the check is, Rich, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Y'all don't want to talk. We're going to blame it on the Henny, being that that's my favorite drink anyway. You know, and I spoke to DJ SNS's son, actually did the track for me, Little SNS, super salute to Little SNS. He did the track for me. Took him about maybe five times, and then I was like, uh-oh, you got it. You got it. Yeah, so you know.
Well, we about to get into that right now. All right.
Let's do it, bro.
All right, Dons and Divas, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to Boogie Black or stay on the line to hear the show. This is that smashing single by Boogie Black, Blame It on the Henny. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
I can't feel my legs, I can't feel them.
What?
Get a cup and fill it up.
What?
Yes, sir.
Yo, Black.
Yes,
yo,
sir.
You got me in here dancing, man. I'm up here sweating. Yeah. My wife, he told me when I first heard it, she was like, yeah, you be going off of that song. I'll be in the clubs moving when that joint come on. I'll be doing things I didn't know I could do.
Yeah, it seems like the whole floor just rises when that joint come on, man.
Yeah, definitely is. Now, in 2006, you got with a producer, Ron Browns.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, man, good friend of mine. You know, me and him and Webstar came up, you know, with a plan. Super salute to the Swag Kids, too. They made that 5,000 record, Top G's. And me and Browns just started getting together and connecting, you know, making a few hits in the studio. And we just came off with him. I can't even front. That was back then, too. Browns is a good friend of mine. We got a song coming out real soon, too.
Mm. Oh, all right. You hope to get that so we can blast it on the air. Now, speaking of on the air right now, because the lines is on fire, but everybody that's on the line that could hear me, which I know y'all could hear me, if you want to speak to Boogie Black while you're on the line, just press 1 so you could go on the air to speak to Boogie Black. Because, Black, you got the lines like crazy right now.
Well, you know, I love my peoples, man.
Yeah, they definitely on it. They definitely listening. Ain't no question about it. They definitely listening. Now, let me ask you, before you even get on the stage and start to perform, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Where's my check? I'm just playing. Actually, where's the other half? Because, you know, they got to give me half like a week or two before. But, you know, I'll just be like, where's my check and where's my bottle? And then, you know, I give a little prayer. And then I just try to, you know, I just want to see the people happy and dancing, man, you know. That'd be really on my mind. Like, I want them to dance and have fun.
I feel you. Now, you have your LP debut, Blame It on the Boogie. What can the listeners expect from your LP?
A lot of dancing. Like, you probably might want to get, like, if you get two of them, you're going to need one for the car, and then you're going to need one for your house. Your house is going to end up being spotless. Because you're going to want to clean up. You're going to want to do so many things when you hear those 12 songs. I got a lot of good people on the album with me. You know, we can get into that whenever you want to. I got, like, Black Man School.
Go ahead. Yeah, break it down.
Oh,
Black
man. I got a song with Fat Man School coming out. I got a song with, let me see, Busy Bees. I got a song with Brand Nubians. I even got Luke coming back.
Wow.
I got a party joint coming with Luke. Dougie Fresh. The list goes on, man. Like, my boy Webstar. Ron Browse is on the joint. It's so many people, man. It's just, oh, God. Like, just expect about 2 or 3 bangers a month. You know, I'm going to try and flood them.
I'm expecting more than that.
I got about 40 songs done. 40 songs done. I don't know. You know, DJ Melstar, Diddy. The list is crazy, man. Like, we don't even know which one to pick.
I feel you.
Because they all fun.
And that's what it's all about, too. You know what I'm saying? Fun, making people dance, and getting that paper.
That's it.
That's
the paper is very important, but most of all, though, it got to be in your heart, man.
Exactly. No question about it.
I just want to see the people dancing, God, and do the rest, you know.
It definitely got to be in the heart. Now,
yes, sir.
Now, elaborate to me, as you being around, you know, your uncle, Disco Mario, mm-hmm. African Bambaataa, Melly Mel, and some of the other legends, the music they played back then compared to the music they play now from some of these artists. What's your opinion on it?
Just that some of the music is not timeless. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, like certain records come and then they go. So I'm going to try and just keep, like, Like, I want to hear Blame It on the Henny 20 years from now. I want to hear certain songs that I'm doing 20 years from now. I don't want it to be, oh, so what, he did the record. You know what I mean? Like, because, you know, there's a lot of records that get put out, and it's a banger for that 1 month, and then it's dead.
I'm looking at the time. Yo, Black, this is what I want to do, because time is just going by fast, and I got, like, I want to play another exclusive from you, and I got two more exclusives I need them to hear. You know
yes,
what
sir.
I mean? So now, right now, I want to get into another one of your bangers. It's crazy, just in case.
Yeah, super salute to my boy, Amen, another rap artist. And actually, he's Raheem's son from the Furious Five. Raheem's son.
Oh, wow.
Amen.
Now, how did y'all come up with the concept for that single?
Well, you know, when I be hosting, I be hearing the song Just In Case. I love that record. And, you know, I felt like, well, let's make a party version of it. And then, I went to Amen and my brother Lord Piff, and we said, you know, let's come up with a joint. And we came up with that joint. Super salute to my producer, Taylor May. He did the beat over. And he smashed it.
Yo, yes, he did. This is another fire. We're going to bring this on right now.
Yes,
all right, Dons and Divas, here's another smashing banger by the one and only Boogie Black, Just In Case. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Now you know we had to do this again for the ladies.
Amen, you got one, baby. Boogie Black. I told her.
Hey.
I said.
Just in case we get too drunk tonight, I'ma make sure we make it to the
cat.
I'ma make sure
you're safe, girl. Come on.
And if you can't walk, I carry you, so you don't scuff your booby shoes. So just in case.
Come on.
Knock this right out.
Amen. Yeah.
Baby girl, you party.
Come on.
Spin it everywhere. Up in the club with racks on me and bottles everywhere. Funny how we everywhere. And they ain't never here. She on me, she want me. I came looking like money.
Come on.
Throwing on my bread.
Let's go, come on.
Let it fall out the air. So imagine me now fresh. Oh. Yours for the bros above. That shut down on us. Put another drink in your cup. Make it disappear like magic. I know all I can. Keep satisfied. Just in case we get too drunk tonight, baby.
Just
in case we get too drunk tonight. I'ma make sure
we
make it to the cab home, baby. And if you can't walk, I carry you, so you don't scuff your loopy shoes. So just in case. Shout out my bartender. Keep my bottles cold.
What?
Go ahead, girl, do your thing.
Uh-huh.
Let your haters know. Shorty threw me to keep the
leg.
Come on. She was too drunk to drive. Yeah.
Boogie.
Sir. You got me over here dancing, man.
Yo.
And I'm with my Harlem Rap Back family right now. And you got me dancing. Yeah, me and my boy, Pimp and Swagger.
You know, speaking, you know, and you know what?
I want to get into that too. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I want to get into. So I hope there ain't no problem with me jumping right into it right now. You know, because I'm hearing a lot about the Harlem Rat Pack. What is the Harlem Rat Pack consist of? Break that down to us. What's the Harlem Rat Pack?
Well, you know, we like, you know, we do a little Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin type of look when we hit the parties. You know what I mean? We be sharp, you know. So we just decided, you know, we represent the Harlem world when we up here getting that money. And, you know, the Rat Pack, of course, was Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we decided to run with that. Nobody, you know, nobody thought of it. So we said, you know, we are the Rat Pack. We the Harlem Rat Pack. Swagger's right here, too. Say what's up, Swag? Hello, Rich.
Yo, Swag, what it do? That's my dog right
shit.
There.
You know, how we do. It's that motherfucker Harlem Rat Pack moving real swift.
I feel you. Ain't no question. No question about it.
Yes, sir.
Now, who idea was it? Was it something y'all just all put together?
What you say, my bro?
Now, who idea was it? Was it something y'all just all put together for the Harlem Rat Pack? Like,
oh,
y'all
yeah,
sit down
no.
and just like, all right, let's just do it like this.
Yeah, we all was, like, one day we came to the party, you know, an event that my boy Swagger Like Us Entertainment threw, and, you know, his check's clear. You know, his check's clear. So, you know. We just decided we was looking so sharp one day. We was like, well, you know what, man? We had the tuxedos and things on, and we was like, you know what? We are the Rat Pack. We looking like the Rat Pack. And, you know, we discussed it over a few bottles of Hennessy. We came up with it while we was drunk, yes. And we said, yo, Harlem Rat Pack. I said, okay, Swagger, go get it stamped. Go get it stamped. You know, get the copyright.
Oh, man.
Hey, we just came up with it, though, you know.
Y'all definitely do it. We have a caller on the line for you, Boogie. We're going to bring that caller in. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You have Boogie Black on the line?
Boogie Black, a.k.a. Mr. Facts. What it is? What it do?
What's good, bro?
All right, so, Joe, man, listen here, man. I want to know, I hear you. I want to know, how did you come up with that, Mr. Facts? How did you get that?
Well, I just try to keep everything, you know, like, truth. You know what I mean? Like, without lying to people and stuff, you know, that's not good. So when you state the facts, it's meaning that you're telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to make people dance. That's a fact. I love everybody. That's a fact. I don't have no hate in my blood whatsoever. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, so every time I try to state some facts with my music, you know, people end up, they be believing. They be like, oh, okay, that boy is telling the truth.
Yeah. Don't blame it on the Henny. That's all I'm, don't blame it on the Henny, man.
Well, we're going to blame it on the Henny tonight.
Yes, sir. All right,
yes,
man.
Sir. I appreciate you, bro.
Not a problem. I also want to say, man, yeah, much respect to your uncle, Disco King Mario. That was my dude back then, you know what I mean? I was one of the dudes, you know what I mean? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was one of the guys of many, man, that last seen him, you know what I mean? And I had no idea that was your uncle. Much respect to him, much love to him, you know what I mean? He's always going to be alive, man, always.
Thank you so much,
gone,
bro.
But never forgotten, you heard?
Thank you so much, my brother. I appreciate you, man.
All the time, man. You already know what it is.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay.
All right, Black. We have another call on the line for you. We're going to bring that call on. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
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 Yes, you on the air with Boogie Black?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Boogie Black. Oh, my God. I love your song.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I cannot put
so
on
much.
One of your songs and not jam. Your song gets me dancing every time I hear it. You are so live. You got so much energy.
Ooh, yeah, God, it's good. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to keep them dancing, for real, sis. We're going to keep them dancing. I appreciate you.
Okay.
Yes.
We have another caller for you, Black.
Hey, let's
caller,
go.
You on the air.
Hey, Boogie Black. What's good? What's good, man? I already know that's my brother, Boomer. Hey, Boogie Black, I got the boy Danelle with me. I see you got a lot of tea with you, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You know, I'm hosting this after work joint for 98.7 Kiss right now. Down at the Inkwell, downtown.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to lie to you, bro. You know, I've been on your level. I'm all doomed, bro. The girl is in action. I got to go see Boss Lady. Let's get up tonight, nigga.
Yo, yeah, we're going to do up Paradise Theater and the gallery. They checks cleared. We'll be there tonight.
All right, we'll be in their checks cleared. Me and the girl, I'm about to go see wifey. The girl going to see his wife, and we're going to get
that's
it
right. And, you know, much, much congratulations to you and wifey. I love you and Tammy. Y'all a perfect couple, B.
Well, bro, and, you know, I'm going to say thanks to Rich Kid, too, man. Thanks all y'all, man.
Yes, sir. Oh, I can't wait to perform at the wedding. It's going to be ugly.
You already know.
All right, we have another call on the line for you, Black.
Oh, God, let's go, let's go.
All right. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You have Boogie Black on the line?
Hi, Boogie.
Hey, how you doing?
Bugging, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get my Henny Ghost. I already got up and did the ghost show.
It's
so
a beautiful feeling.
it really is. I mean, I was sitting up here first, like in slow-mo, right? I heard that, and I was like, oh, shit, I need some Henny to go with this. I had to send somebody to the store to get some Henny because I already got the Holy Ghost in me, so.
Hallelujah, that's right.
But I'm serious. Your music is, hey, I can't even call it. I can't even say what a word for it. But please keep up the work. And tell my boy my swagger, I said, what's up?
Yes, Swagger. They said to tell you hello to call us. And we appreciate you, sis. We appreciate you. Thank you so
not
much.
Not a problem. Keep up the good work. And I plan
thank
to
you.
Hear you soon.
Yes.
Seriously.
We're going to tear the airwaves up.
I
want to
see you perform. I definitely want to see you perform because I know that I'm going to be getting it in.
That's right. We're going to rock anytime. You're welcome anytime.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you so much.
All right. Black. All right, we've got to hold on for a minute. Black.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, your producer, Kevin Sugar Daddy Woodley.
That's
how
right.
How did y'all meet up?
Well, my first record that I did with Webstar, DJ Webstar, was a song called Exercise that was real big, a few summers ago. And Kevin Woodley was the vice president, actually, of Columbia and a few labels, you know, at the time. And then he was a DJ at the club downtown called The Shadow. And they was playing my song down there, and I performed. And then after that, I started hosting it every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for like 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, the owner was like, oh, no, we need you to host. We need you here. You know, the energy that I bring to the room is real fun, you know.
Yeah,
so
no
super
question.
Salute to Kevin Sugar Daddy Woodley. I'm actually down here with him right now. Every Friday we do the Inkwell downtown on 17th between 5th and 6th, after work Fridays. So, you know, regardless to the records, I still stay loyal. We're hosting my parties, you know, got to host.
No doubt. No doubt. Now, is Woodley the only producer you deal with, or are you dealing with random producers?
Oh, yeah, no, I take tracks from, you know, a few producers, like I said, Little SNS, Sugar Daddy, Kevin Woodley, Taylor Made. I got a few joints coming through from Swiss Beats. Much respect to his father, TD. TD is my big bro. There's a few, you know, I got a joint coming out with my man Black the Beast with Fat Man School. Black the Beast is the guy that did the Aunt Jackie beat and a few, a list of beats for Young Money. You know, like I take a beat from anybody, all the producers. If you got some fire, send it to Boogie Black. I guarantee you it's going to get played.
Well, no doubt, because we don't have producers in here on here from Baltimore and everything. They listening too, so don't be surprised when I hit you on that horn and be like, "Yo, Boogie."
Oh, they're gonna be happy here, and they join every party everywhere. Thank God. I just got an award. God is good. For
oh, well, congrats.
My record got played on all four radio stations, 98.7, Hot 97, DLS. You know what I mean? 105. That was a good look. You know, they don't play no new rap on 98.7 and BLS, so I love that.
Exactly. I definitely honor you on that, no question about it. Now, I want to get into another one of your joints. Let's Dance featuring Busy B. How did y'all come together
My boy Lord Piff put that together with Busy B, and I love him for that. My brother Lord Piff, you can always get in touch with him if you need to handle anything with me. That's my brother for life. And he put it together with Busy B. That's a good friend of his. And, you know, Busy B started with my uncle Disco King Mario. My uncle gave him the first microphone, you know, to rock the parties. And, you know, once he found out, you know, he was like, oh, no, that boy Black got some energy, man. He called me Black. Yo, Black. He said, man, I ain't do a record in 20 years. I said, well, we're going to make it happen. And
no
we came
doubt.
Up with that.
Oh, no doubt. We're going to get into that right now. All
Let's
right,
go.
Dons and Divas. Another banger by Boogie Black featuring Busy B. Let's Dance. Remember where you heard it first.
Wow.
Boogie Black.
Ow, Boogie Black.
You got me over
doing
here
it, fam. You doing it, fam. No question about it. You definitely doing it. We have a call on the line for you.
Let's
call,
go.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You have Boogie Black on the line?
Hi, Boogie Black. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. I just want to say all the music, all the tracks that I've heard of yours all have me dancing to the point where I'm catching cramps in my leg and can barely walk in the morning. So that means you're doing a good job.
Thank you so much. I think I might have to put, you know, like Dance at Your Own Risk or something, you know, on the sticker of the
That's
album.
Right. That's right.
It's going to be very serious. I promise you. I appreciate you so much. We're going to be doing a lot of dances.
All right. Sounds good to me. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Boogie, we're running out of time. But what I want to do, see, this is what I need you to do for me. I need you to just give them all your information right now. Right?
Yes, sir.
I want you to give your shout-outs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? After your shout-outs, I don't want you to hang up because we're going to play that exclusive Henny remix.
Oh, yeah. The remix.
All right?
Is
and I want you to introduce it when I'm finished, so I don't even want you to go off the air when you finish giving them the information and your shout-outs.
Yes, sir.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, super salute to my uncle. Like I said, Disco King Mario. You already know God is good. We're going to be partying together one day. My Bronxdale family, of course, you, Rich. We grew up together, man, and you know you always was a good brother with me. We used to break them off in that basketball court. You already know. You know, my mom, the whole
no
family,
doubt.
All the party people, you know, Swagger Like Us Entertainment, Lord Priest, FAU, you know, Genesis Music. You know, the list goes on, man. I love everybody. Boss Goomberg, you already know. And, you know, everybody, period. All my people that just love to dance, man, and don't, you know, want to go to the party and start trouble. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like to just, you know, party and go home safe. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that's just what Boogie is about, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you could find me on Twitter. I am Boogie Black. That's IAM Boogie Black on Twitter. Boogie Black on Facebook. I'm on my second page. You know, Boogie Black. YouTube, Boogie Black TV, the list goes on. If you just Google Boogie Black, you'll see everything. Everything will pop right up. All my shows and everything, if you just Google Boogie Black, you get to see all my shows. And then you'll see where the fun comes from. You know, that's about it, basically, bro. But that exclusive remix, I'm very excited about this remix, man.
No doubt. Boogie, we actually have another call on the line before we... So
okay.
We're going to bring that caller on, all right?
No problem.
Caller, you on the air?
Hello?
Yeah, you on the air. Yeah, Boogie Black.
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Sir. What up, Boogie? You know what this is, right?
Oh, yeah, he's right next to me. You know what this is, right? I see you. You go, boy. Yo, Swagger, let them know about the party coming up, man.
Oh, yeah, we doing it real crazy at the Paradise, April 21st. My boy Lord Piff's birthday party. Gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be crazy.
Gonna be crazy.
I'm bringing friends. GQ will be in the building. I'm bringing friends, man. I'm telling y'all.
Yeah.
I'm bringing some friends, man.
No doubt.
I'm gonna shout my boy out, you know what I'm saying? He's standing right here, but I got to call in and let him know. I see you, boy.
God is good, man.
We I ain't gonna lie. We at the Hudson River Cafe last night. My boy hit that stage and tore that shit out the frame.
Wow.
Yeah, energy in the whole building was like you was living in the devil's kitchen. She was having a fit. Nigga, they understand how that shit happened. They looking at us like, where these niggas came from? We been here, motherfuckers.
Yeah, super salute to Grandmaster Caz, DJ Boosie B, DJ Lance, DJ Lady Love. It was real epic in there, so just give me the mic last night, man. I had to tear that shit up.
Tore that shit up.
my man came out the stage. I had to do a little prayer, like, nigga, you don't bless these motherfuckers in here.
Tonight, Jeremy Polite with the GQ General Question. I want to thank up-and-coming artist Naza. I want to thank Boss Goonberg. Check him out. He's doing big things. And I want to thank our special guest appearance, Boogie Black. I want to thank you listeners. I want to thank the callers. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. I want to give a shout-out to my brother, Nutter Butter. He's a grandpa as of April 5th yesterday. That's his first grandchild. I'm your host, Rich Money. I want to wish y'all a safe and blessed weekend. Hope to hear from y'all next weekend. We have another guest appearance. We're going to end this out with my man, Boogie Black. Take us home, Black.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Don't stop. Let's go.
Boogie Back.
Don't stop.
Bring it, bring that.
Don't stop.
I'm on the rise.
We starting over.
Here's what you gotta do.
Let's go. Don't stop. Let's go. Don't stop. Let's go. Don't stop.
Y'all better work.
Starting over.
Everybody.
Feel
my legs, I can't feel them.
Y'all better work.
Let's
get on.
Go.